Humanity is on a collision course with a horrific end. If the common people of the world continue to stall and allow the elite technocratic eugenicists to promote their psychotic agenda and their tentacles in government affecting our daily lives.
He penetrates the cabinets.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has quoted infiltrated governments around the world. In the interest of transparency, could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well.
Mr. Speaker, that member was promoting open disinformation.
The World Economic Forum is pushing for a global ID by 2026, fueled by blaming the average citizen for their carbon footprint.
Why is the World Economic Forum bothering with digital identity? Why are we looking into it? Why is it such an important topic for us?
How we construct and use digital identities would determine how people are represented online, what opportunities they have access to, what or who is trusted online.
So it's also a very important tool for financial inclusion.
The starting point where a number of actors, you know, from the international development community and the private sector and everything in between have started to come together to think about what principles should be governing the use of these systems.
Yet, not a word from the Bilderberg attending industries that continue to produce endocrine system hormone blockers within phthalates and bisphenol A in plastics to pesticides in our food to shampoo to receipts to water bottles to electronics to cleaning products and carpets. Regardless of the fact that the chemicals from these industries could wipe out the human race by 2045, as leading reproductive epidemiologist Shanna Swan and her team of researchers found that during the past 40 years, sperm levels among men in Western countries had more than halved and could deplete to zero by 2045 due to the toxicity of plastic.
When did this stuff start getting into our food supply?
The growth of these chemicals tracks with the growth of the petrochemical industry. So back in 1950, there's this better living through chemistry that everyone's talking about, and everybody is just wanting everything made of plastic. That's just one example of the many chemicals that can affect our hormone system.
When waves are breaking, they create these mists, but they're actually transferring microplastics from the ocean into the air that we're breathing.
By analyzing air samples from two Auckland locations, Dr. Joel Rindelaw's team of researchers calculated that 74 metric tons of microplastics drop over the city each year. And it could have consequences for our health because microplastics have been detected in human lungs.
Furthermore, in a recent study, it was observed that the Y chromosome found in the male species is degenerating and will eventually disappear, leading scientists to hypothesize that a new male chromosome will eventually replace the Y chromosome. Meanwhile, the replacement for the labor of mankind is here, as a turning point has been reached in robotic AI technology, allowing robots to see objects of varying shapes and sizes and adjust their grasp accordingly. This will rapidly replace millions of workers. As World Economic Forum tainted areas lead the way on pushing people to commit suicide for merely being a burden on the state.
Imagine choosing death over homelessness. That's what one St. Catharines man is contemplating. Tonight on City News, we continue to delve into medically assisted dying and how some believe it is their only option to living in poverty.
All of these and many more major crises that face the future of humanity are tacitly collected under the net of the New World Order by its assets in the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Rather than allow the populace to properly face their fate, the architects protecting global corporate interests pose as our saviors, projecting steadfast organization.
Now the United Nations is warning the coronavirus crisis has put the world on the brink of a hunger pandemic. 265 million people could face acute food shortages by the end of the year. That is double last year's projections.
While rapidly fomenting order out of chaos, humanity must respond to this New World Order dogma or vanish under the boot of the coming totalitarianism. John Bound reporting.
Excellent report by John Bound at Band.video. Share it like your life depends on it. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWarsMD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality. Up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You see, we've messed up, conservatives. I'm going to give you guys a little dose of reality. We've given too much power to big tech because we've allowed them to control the narrative. But we've also allowed them to control the narrative because we stay on their platforms. And that is a problem. I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right. This is an information war. And we're losing. We are losing. But we don't have to be losing. Okay, it's totally different. This is something that we can all win. When we decide that their narrative is wrong and their narrative doesn't have to control us anymore.
That's right. And anybody they attack and try to shut down is somebody whose message they fear and is somebody that we should rally around, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I started the broadcast today with that is without even looking, I see clips all over the internet of big public events. One of them was a recent large comedy show in liberal downtown Austin, and the comedian was attacking me, but when he said my name, it was resounding cheers. And that happens almost everywhere. And they try to sell the idea that InfoWars is unpopular, but it is overwhelmingly popular, not unpopular. Same thing happened with Elon Musk. He got a big round of applause, and then a few people booed, and the media cut out the booing and said, oh, look, he got booed. But the truth is, what Musk is doing is overwhelmingly popular. But even if what I was doing wasn't popular and wasn't common sense and wasn't for safety and security and prosperity and family and God, even if I wasn't popular doing that, I would still do it because it is the right thing to do. You see, Mark Twain said it best in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. It's been my job and your job, you've done a great job, to hit the barbed wire and to talk about the painful truths and the realities that this corrupt system does not want us to know. That said, all opposition and all ideas that are anti-New World Order do not necessarily mean, in my humble summation, that they're good ideas either. And there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of good ideas, but also mix in some bad ideas. And it's not censorship when we disagree with those ideas. It's called good, healthy debate. And that's what I'm doing here on this broadcast. Nick Fuentes, I talked to him Sunday, said he was happy to come here today and be in studio with us, but something came up. I understand that. So he can't be in studio with us. He offered to come tomorrow, but we've got a bunch of big scientists and doctors and experts, actuary experts on, who were at Senator Ron Johnson's critical COVID-19 hearings that have now concluded. And so I've got those guests on tomorrow that I can't move. So I would love to have Nick Fuentes in studio. But the show is full tomorrow on the Wednesday transmission. So Nick will be on via Skype or Zoom. I'm not sure what he's using. In the third and fourth hour today, I'll be hosting all 4 hours of the broadcast. And look, I'm billing this as a debate because we will debate some issues. But I think Nick's funny. I think he's smart. I have liked Nick Fuentes in the past, and I've seen clips of him saying he doesn't like Hitler and that he's not anti-Semitic. And so that's why I was a little taken back when he was here on the air and basically agreed with what Kanye was saying. And look, I like Ye overall as well. I get that he was trying to burn down the world, burn down the censors, and just go right to what you're not supposed to say. And I still think he means well. But I have my right to disagree with that. And it's not because I got a phone call from the ADL. The ADL is my enemy and has said I'm their number one enemy at every conference they have, and have been battling publicly and behind the scenes to silence this broadcast because I'm doing something they don't want. I'm trying to fight their race-based politics where they're the main group, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, their close second, that are teaching that white people are inherently evil and that Christians are inherently bad. And it is the most racist, bigoted, hateful organization in America. And it lives off of division and it lives off balkanization. And it doesn't want us to come together against the policies of the New World Order. So I'm a big tent here for Christian and Muslim and Jew and agnostic, straight, gay, old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. As long as you're for basic tenets that I believe in, that is the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, then I may disagree with some of the things you do and say, but I overall still see you in a coalition, just like gays against groomers, that want to have a pro-human future. And that's what we're fighting as a technocracy. We're fighting a post-human, transhumanist system. And obsessing over someone who's been dead for 77 years, Adolf Hitler, and believing because he was in opposition to the Anglo-American establishment. That doesn't mean white people. That's what Putin calls the West, the Anglo-Americans. That's what the Harvard calls the globalist establishment. It's what Carol Quigley called it. It just means the British Empire in the United States and around the world. The British Empire was called the Anglos or the Anglophiles. And that actually goes back to a tribe over 1,500 years ago that began defeating the Romans in Europe. And then it took over what is the UK today over 1,000 years ago, and then finally complete control of William the Conqueror. So when I use terms like that, I'm not like the ADL saying white people and Anglos are the enemy. Anglos, and that term comes from a Viking Germanic tribe that dominated and controlled Europe and defeated the Romans and led a coalition of groups to defeat the Romans later and the sacking of Rome. And so if you want to know where England's history comes from and what's unfolding there and who King Arthur was and all of that, it's important to understand the anthropological and historical roots of all of this. So I'm going to try to be serious when Nick is on. Nick is funny, so am I, and I like to joke around. And I'm going to really try to be very serious with him because this is a serious issue and a serious topic. And the media, when I made jokes about Nick and about Yay, also took that stuff out of context to try to create more division. And that is not what I'm trying to do. And I'll be quite frank with you. I don't think Nick Fuentes, on a scale of 1 to 10, if promoting racial division and things like that is a bad thing, he's about a 1 and the ADL is about an 11. They're off the chart. So they can't point their finger at Ye, who never brought a single Nazi into the United States, when our own government brought more than 35,000 in here in Operation Paperclip and the rat line. And when George Soros helped round up Jews and gets all these ADL awards, they really have no position to moralize to anybody. But I have here in my stack, and I was looking for it again. Here it is. It's on Infowars.com. White House announces interagency group to counter anti-Semitism following Ye's firestorm against Jewish media. So now the federal government has already announced anybody questioning the government's a terrorist, is now officially saying they've got to mobilize to counter Ye and Nick Fuentes. So this is definitely the clash they want. And I just really wish we could think about that old 1980s movie, War Games, where the computer finally explains to everybody, this is a very strange game. The only way to win is not to play. And so that's what I'm trying to do. All right. The big news in the next several hours is going to be massive. Sam Bankman-Fried arrested hours before he was set to testify to Congress. We've got him on an Epstein death watch. We've got massive global announcements of the World Social Credit Score, One World Government ID, actual newscasts announcing it, and so much more today. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. Stay with us. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what the same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. December 2022 is here. And we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air, InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars. The ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, Do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live December 13th, Tuesday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's start drilling right into this critical news and information for the next hour and 45 minutes ahead of Dick Fuentes debating me in the third and fourth hour. Sam Bankman-Fried, Freed, has been arrested hours before scheduled congressional testimony. More on that in a moment. Tuesday Live, Sam Bankman-Fried, at risk of Epstein-style suicide by elites, covering up FTX scandal. I totally agree with Harrison Smith's headline for his show this morning. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas after U.S. files criminal charges, and they redacted out of it all the politicians and people they gave money to. Sam Bankman-Fried, criminal charges unsealed, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering. Former FTX CEO Bankman-Fried hit with eight-count indictment. Their silence is deafening. Stars including Larry David, Shaquille O'Neal, and a whole bunch of others are totally silent about all the money they got to promote the pump and dump of FTX. Breaking: Securities and Exchange Commission indictment of FTX's Bankman-Fried released. Any mention of the amount of donations from FTX to politicians is omitted. Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign CFO and Biden's head of SEC caught hiding meetings with Hillary, Soros, and Pelosi and others from his calendar. Illegal to do that. But, of course, he helped run the whole FTX scam. What a nice person. And it continues. SEC chairman, again, scrubbed. We've also got more. Top DOJ official Vanita Gupta admits to targeting conservatives following overturn of Roe v. Wade for criminal prosecution. They're just a bunch of terrorists. More and more of them are. Sam Bankman-Fried hires lawyer who defended Ghislaine Maxwell and the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation. Boy, that sure tells you a lot. Right on the eve of his congressional testimony, which was going to be very, very embarrassing, he is snatched up. Not because they're going to ever really try to bring him to justice unless they kill him in his jail cell, break his neck in two places. No, because they want to control the information coming out, because he was a deep state, Harvard mafia, globalist operative pumping tens of billions of dollars into Ukraine, out of Ukraine, back into their pockets. And then a lot of patriot organizations, not just here but around the world, exposed FTX in the last few months and brought it down, a big blow against the deep state, just like you see Elon Musk going after them right now. He may be just wanting to take over the New World Order, but he's certainly going after the dinosaurs that currently run it. It's bare minimum an inter-New World Order battle for control of the AI technocracy. And I got a big announcement on AI coming up next segment. But this is a big, big deal. And they did it very, very transparently. They thought they were invincible. Bill Clinton, Maxine Waters, Barack Obama, the Securities and Exchange Commission heads, all of these individuals were over it, directing it, meeting with it. Bankman, Fried's mother. I mean, just all of the usual suspects were there, robbing crypto investors while then using it to go after legitimate crypto and crypto markets. But the crypto markets recognized the contagion, the poison, and fried them first. So the New World Order is learning that this is a two-way street in a big, big, big way. And there's a lot of other criminal charges coming out right now. So we all know Bernie Madoff was a front guy for deeper grips. And then he sloppily got caught. So they had to control that. And had to get rid of him and members of his family as well. We also have some of these other arrests that are now taking place. Breaking, notorious non-binary Biden official fired after multiple theft charges, has all these warrants out for him. No one knows where he is right now. Another one, breaking, disgraced CNN producer pleads guilty to child sex crime, grooming, and having sex with children. And then here's just some of the Hunter Biden laptop that we can show you on air. Just the president's son with his friends, nothing to see here. Him in a towel, naked, with little girls sitting all over him. Looks like drag queen story time, doesn't it? That's how this system works. That's their end game. That's their plan. Their currency is the destruction of children's innocence. Continuing, Save Your Sons on Twitter said it best, how to destroy society. Make art ugly. That came out in CIA documents in the 70s. Make porn free. Make God a joke. Make food poison. Make dads optional. Make politics rich. Politicians rich. Make money worthless. Make buildings oppressive. Make men and women compete. Make children hate their ancestors. Did you miss anything? Yeah, poison you with deadly shots. And then the left spins everything with headlines like this one. Oh my gosh, how to ban 3,600 books from school libraries across the nation. They call it book banning and claim the right is censoring. No, they're taking books out of the elementary and middle schools and high schools that show pictorial graphics of little boys getting picked up out of their backyards and getting in vans with men that rape them, and the little boys enjoy it. That's just one of many books that I have physically looked at that had the Austin Middle School Library tag on it last year. And I was traumatized looking at it. And they've got books even worse that we will not show you here on air. But that's who these monsters are. We're going to go to a break here in a few minutes and come back with the really big announcements coming out of Italy, out of Australia, out of Canada, all backed by the WEF, the official global social credit score system. And then I'm going to get into the fact that Elon really is freeing the captives. Dr. Peter McCullough restored with no censorship or controls. Those that are under controls can see it on their dashboard. This is a big thing that Musk is doing, because the deep state's attack on tens of thousands of prominent academics, doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers was how the deep state was able to get away with so much of their lockdowns, covering up the origin of the deadly virus and the even more deadly Frankenshot. And so I just have to give Elon Musk credit. You judge a tree by its fruits. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. He has demonized me unfairly. But I'm not worried about Alex Jones at the end of the day. I'm worried about results. And in the aggregate, if I've got to be the sacrificial lamb for him to free everybody else, that's fine with me. So I really like the direction Elon's going at warp speed. He's moving very quickly, and I like the direction we see. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, better mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anitropin, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store. Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird. And it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. You know, I've made a lot of sacrifices to take on the New World Order. And I've been through a lot. And I gotta say, it's only made me stronger. And if I had it all to do over again, I'd basically do things the same way I have. It's all been a great learning process, and I love this crew. I love the audience of activists. And we're really fighting for the future of humanity, and we've been proven right about basically everything we warned of. And we have a really good chance of mitigating how bad the fight with the New World Order is going to be going forward. We weren't caught flat-footed. Humanity's waking up really fast. There's a lot of resistance forming, and evil always gets defeated in the end. It's going to be rough. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be dramatic. It's certainly not going to be boring. And when we get the Netflix watching crowd, which I watch Netflix too, I like Escape as well. But people that, like, a glass of wine is good for you. But if you drink four bottles of wine, you know, a week, it's not good for you. And it's the same thing. So many people that are caught in the entertainment world and Marvel comics and all the distractions, you're living in a really exciting, crazy world for real. And some really bad, evil people really are coming for you because they think you're dumb, unconscious animals who don't deserve to live. And I could have joined these people. I could have been one of their top generals in the fight against humanity. I've been offered the deals. And you can see they're smart. They know who to go after. I've been successful fighting them. They've been trying to hire me for 20-plus years. And I've never joined them because I know what they're doing is wrong, and I know that they're losers. But I don't just need to intellectually or politically research all this and then come to my conclusion. It's in their own documents, and I've met with them in off-record discussions many, many, many times. People say, well, why don't you talk about it? Why don't I talk about it? What they support, world government, depopulation, the end of the family, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it. It's in the open. It's not secret. And I'm not going to get into all the offers. But I was offered a Fox News show and the yearly book deal from them. And then after the globalists filed suit on me 4 years ago, I got calls by other top media figures saying, hey, would you like to come to Florida and meet with some of the big guys? It wasn't Trump. It was somebody else. They'd like to work with you. They'd like you to grow up a little, Alex. Or do you want what's about to happen next? So I've kept those channels open so I can know what they're thinking. But I have to tell you, I've lived to see them on their heels. I've lived to see them in deep trouble. I've lived to see an amazing awakening and humanity coming out of its slumber. And that is so valuable. So no matter what happens to me, I'm right where I wanted to be. I'm doing what I wanted to do, and I'm a winner, not a loser, and I'm the real deal, and they know that, and they know you're for real, and that's why they fear this broadcast, because we are a congregation. We are a group of people coming together. That's what a Congress is a coming together of minds, and we're changing the world, and they fear you just like they fear me. But I don't want the globalists to fear me. I want them to wake up to the evil they're involved in and realize they're really losers and to start making better decisions. Now, I know their top people are totally turned over to wickedness, and that's not going to happen. They've already committed the ultimate sin, and the Holy Spirit's been withdrawn completely from even trying to contact them. But so many of their minions, so many of their servants, so many of their adjuncts and attachés and aides-de-camps are not pure evil and still have good in them and could turn from what they've been part of. And so I have to tell you, though I have almost no money in the bank, I feel stronger and more wealthy than I've ever been in my whole life. I feel proud of the hard work I've done and the travails and the tribulations that we've been through. And I'm just so blessed and honored to be here with you. Let me do this. Next segment's the longest segment of the hour. We still got a lot of time till the break. But I want to hit this cashless society thing because it's really, of the three big pronged attacks, it's the key. The other attacks are to get us into this. And then once they get us into this, the real hell starts. So I'm going to do that next segment. And then I'm going to go into the second hour and I'm going to cover more news and take your phone calls. And then Nick Fuentes is going to be on for a debate in the third and fourth hour today. But let me just say this right now, because this is important. This is very, very important. And when I say this, I want it to sink into your mind so you really make a decision that's right here. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We are on this ship together. And it's really up to you whether I'm able to stay on air or whether we get shut down. The Associated Press over the weekend came out and had an article and a video with lawyers, top lawyers, saying Alex Jones wasn't given a fair trial. Alex Jones was found guilty by judges. Alex Jones must win this on appeal. No one can see how any appeals court would uphold these, or there is no rule of law and America's gone. So people ask me, how are you taking this? Well, that's exactly what I've said. I mean, it's unbelievable what they did to me, but that's because they're bad and they're corrupt and they're ruthless and they know they're losing control. So when I tell you that if you simply buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com, we'll have money for the appeals. We'll have money for the special type of bankruptcy we're doing that is not a liquidation or a shutdown, but a reorganization. That's why they're so angry about it. That's why they're now all over the news hoping, well, he must have hidden money somewhere, so don't worry, we'll put him in prison for that. No, I don't. And if they ever claim that or set that up, I've been framed. But that doesn't matter. I don't fear them because I'm doing the right thing and I'm a champion of freedom and I'm just blessed to be here. So, the only variable in this equation, the only variable in this problem is you. And I'm not saying, hey, you better support me or guilting you into that. I'm saying, you've already come this far. You've already supported so much. You already know how important this broadcast is. And more people realize that this is the tip of the spear and the real cutting edge of intellectual understanding of the New World Order and the new renaissance and the choices we have. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where we have free shipping on orders $50 or more. And we now have the amazing InfoWars MD line that is from the one of the top suppliers in the United States of the cleanest, highest quality, strongest supplements and compounds that enrich and empower your life. It's the best of the best. It turns out this is who was supplying our previous companies we were working with that were large, but not the biggest. And it turns out of the five biggest companies in the U.S., two are owned by patriots that listen to the show. So this is the first rollout with one of the companies that are listeners and are supporting us. Another product line is going to roll out soon as well with the other company. So the tribulations we went through only made us find even better suppliers. Take our turmeric. Body's Ultimate Turmeric sold out a few weeks ago. It's okay. We had coming on the way, Turmeric 95. When you look at the formula, it's almost identical, a little bit stronger in one way, a little bit weaker in another. It's just apples and oranges. To Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula because we were buying our 95% curcuminoid through this other company that was buying it from who we now go directly to. So it's a lower price on average than Body's. It's just as good. It's the exact same product. It's just different combinations of the three ingredients. And it is absolutely incredible for your inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Turmeric really is a miracle thing that God gave us. The average turmeric out there is 5 to 20% curcuminoid. This is 95% curcuminoid. It's why it's Turmeric 95 with two other great organic compounds that boost it into the body. So get your Turmeric 95. Everybody should have this as a Christmas gift. You should give it to yourself as a gift. And I don't have time to get into it, but talk about a super-powered Mushroom Max Nootropic that is a natural way to really bring your mind and focus to the next level. Mushroom Max has the very best. Many of these are rare concentrates of mushrooms. The others are staple nootropics. Mushroom Max is also available now discounted at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone. Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
The defunding of the police, the purposeful collapse of the borders of the Western world across the planet is all in the World Economic Forum's own words, and they're just the corporate mouthpiece of the global fascist corporate state. In their own words, is the pretext to create an angrier world and a destabilization, so you will accept the world ID card based on the global vaccine ID, so then they can implement the carbon tax, the social credit score, and once you don't have your job anymore, your universal basic income, where you have to behave the way they tell you and do what they tell you to do, or you don't, quote, get the money, which they also track and control and decide where and when and how you can spend it and how much value it has when it sits in your digital wallet. Just like you see in the UK and the Netherlands and Germany and Canada, big time, where they say, sorry, you've got a spinal problem and you're in pain. We're not going to give you health care anymore. You need to kill yourself. And they use the psychological tactic of, we'll let you live one more year, just agree to go to death counseling, and we're going to help kill you. And they control them through the pain pills, and they say, we'll give you the pain pills. This is in the news. There's articles all over about it. And the articles are like, is this right to do?
See, they're introducing it to the public. So they got people addicted to pain pills, you name it, and just, yeah, we'll give them to you another year. Just promise to kill yourself. And then, oh, well, we got rid of those infirm people, but next it'll be you. That's the slippery slope we've already gone over. And so in Italy, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, everywhere, they've been announcing the new digital currency that's going to be based on your smartphone and a QR code. And the basis of the whole thing is your vaccine passport. Remember what happened last year and earlier this year in Australia? They'd say, well, in these different states, these provinces, you have 15 minutes to call the police back when your phone gets called any time of night, or you get a massive fine or arrested. You have to call them back on Zoom and show them where you are to make sure you haven't left your house. That's everybody in these Australian states. And they said, we're getting ready for the social credit score. And it's the same thing here. So as Tucker Carlson said a few weeks ago, they get this in place, it's over. You think Sam Bankman-Fried was ripping you off? The same folks that run him are running this. And once they get this, they can rig the whole economy to consolidate power even more for themselves and absolutely control every facet of your life. You see China, where they, oh, I got a yellow code. I have to sit here where I'm at, sometimes for months, just in the street, living under newspapers. Or, oh, I got a red code. I can't leave my apartment 20 floors up for 130 days. That's the model, and it's a consortium of the UN and China and a Bill Gates-funded group, look it up, that have created the global standard for this QR code smartphone-based system, and it gets worse. Now they're coming out and saying, actually, you got to have a face scan or a hand scan, or your social credit score goes up. I have newscast today. If you take a chip, and there's suddenly articles everywhere about the anti-chippers, they're the worst people. Have you heard of these terrorists? They're anti-chip. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you'll take a poison shot? Well, why don't you take a chip? Australia, social credit introduces to the nation. Social credit introduced to access the internet via your digital ID. We're about to play part of the newscast. Anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people we now have to worry about. Oh, you submit so good, and the anti-chippers are there. They're so bad. Robert F. Kennedy writes all about it. Your digital identity will be required to unlock all aspects of life, from logging onto the internet to accessing social services, travel, food, shopping, and financial services. Big article up on Infowars.com. Michigan bill demands 100% transition to green energy and smart IDs to ensure that it's being enforced to track everything you do and what your carbon footprint is for rationing. So it's not coming. It's here. Look at those nasty anti-chippers. Man, they're bad. They're the latest group of awful people who now have to worry about, as if these troubling times haven't already encumbered us with enough challenges. There's people that warn the global government wants to put a chip in us, which we do, and we are going to lock you in your house and forcibly inject you with stuff that slowly kills you. But it's okay, because everybody doing it, like Tim Cook, is wearing little black turtlenecks, and a lot of them are gay and talk like women. So it's like, well, I mean, this guy's wearing a turtleneck and is gay. It must be all right. Okay, I'll take a chip. Oh, Apple's helping round up millions of Chinese dissidents and putting them in death camps? But, I mean, he's gay. I mean, look, got a turtleneck on. He's liberal. And big tech surveilling you, and big tech censoring you. And it's run by the FBI and the CIA. We told you that years ago. We were the first to tell you that. So this is criminal. It's over the top. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. It'll hurt 99.9% of us. No one should accept it. It should be evil, recognized, and evil that we reject. Let's go ahead and play a clip from National Australian News, just announcing with a pretty lady telling you it's no big deal and it's here. Here it is.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Lila, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour. Now, the recommendations were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry. They're reforms that are being considered by the Morrison government, with the chairman saying there is merit to remove the veil of being anonymous. Layla?
And the Republican Party in Texas in the legislature has co-sponsored a bill to create an internet ID here as well, which is the social credit score. And by the way, that was from a while back. Now they passed that regulation outside of law. The executive branch just said that was the case. Wear a mask, take a shot. But again, the worst part is these anti-chippers. I mean, they don't want the global government to put a chip in them. What absolutely horrible people. And at the same time, we have the massive intimidation and attacks on scientists and researchers around the world that told the truth about COVID and where it came from, that told the truth about the fact that it was man-made and that the shot was far more deadly and that they were suppressing nootropics. And now we have White House press conferences, I'll play at the start of the next hour, where they're calling it incredibly dangerous to even criticize Dr. Fauci in any way. And the latest on Elon Musk and the latest Twitter files he's been releasing. But the good news is humanity is on the march. We have got so much we're going to be hitting coming up in the next hour ahead of Nick Fuentes joining us for that debate on the whole yay Hitler fest that was here a week and a half ago. Before we go any further, we now have the new line. It's the highest quality you're going to find out there. It's just insanely good. It is InfoWars MD. We have turmeric, which is 95% curcuminoid, just as good as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. Comes from the same source. We're just going directly to the manufacturer, so it's under a new label. You'll still have Body's if you like the orange label. This is turmeric 95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's has been sold out, but now turmeric 95 is here. Libido RX is incredible natural compounds that will just blow away, you know, any issues I think anybody's going to have. I think you should definitely try it out. Better mood is incredible. Nitric boost is so good for your heart and your lungs, naturally creating more nitrous oxide in the blood. Mushroom Max is an incredible non-stimulant nootropic, well-known and designed with top rare mushrooms to create incredible mental clarity and focus. Everybody should try that. Ageless Vitality Collagen is selling out. Super Greens is there as well, a really high-end. And the CBD is selling out. This is all limited run. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with Hour 2.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have Turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality. Up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe in that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just the filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is, and that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the...
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up here. For callers, first-time callers, long-time callers, people that have a question, a comment, agree, disagree. We'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour for about 30 minutes. Nick Fuentes is going to be joining us. Then we'll clear out the phone lines and later... take phone calls in the second hour of our little debate as well today. So Nick Fuentes, I was going to be in the studio, but he couldn't be here, but he's going to be via Skype coming up in about 54 minutes from now. All right, we covered a lot of really powerful, important news in the last hour. We'll be going back over that with your calls and more. The arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried. How the deep state scrambling because he was their front man. They did not mean for it to go down. It was taken down by patriots. Very good chance they're going to suicide him like they did Jeffrey Epstein. He's even got Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer. We've got a lot of economic news, a lot of big national polls that I think are important. Government remains America's number one problem and number one enemy in a national poll. The people are really waking up. The Pope's come out saying he thinks that basically we could be about to have Armageddon. I agree with that statement. We've got so much on that front. But let's get into Fauci and Elon Musk. Again, I think the jury is still out on Elon Musk, but the direction he's going is very, very good. So regardless, the things that he's engaged in are very exciting. He is freeing up Twitter to a great extent compared to what it was. He understands that makes it more popular. That's good for business, period. It's un-American to have all this FBI, deep state-run censorship and election meddling, which is all now confirmed. Russian meddling was never confirmed. It was all a hoax. But deep state globalist meddling is absolutely documented. So now, with Brennan and Obama and Hillary and Clapper and all the deep state cockroaches have come out from under the floorboards to defend Fauci when Rand Paul's calling for his arrest, when Elon Musk is calling for his arrest, and saying the next group of documents he's going to release is the proof that we already have from other sources, but even more powerful, of Fauci suppressing thousands of scientists, doctors, and healthcare workers, and major studies by major universities and institutions and governments about the origin of COVID, about the shots not working and being poisonous, about them being a GMO, gene therapy, Franken-shot, mutagenic injection that colonizes the body with prion proteins similar to what causes spongiform encephalopathy known as mad cow disease. And the fact that they were actively censoring and actively surveilling people and that he's lied to Congress about that. So I'm not going to torture you with more videos of Fauci. He's all over the news, but we do have them posted on Infowars.com. Fauci lashes out at Musk after Twitter CEO calls for his prosecution. Elon's dangerous attacks on our hero Fauci, the press secretary, had some sickening comments. Puppet Fauci accuses Elon Musk of stirring hate and turning Twitter into a cesspool of misinformation. Everything Fauci said was a giant lie. Someone's getting nervous. Dr. Fauci has meltdown, lashes out at Elon Musk. Then a bunch of new COVID news. U.S. government has been planning to lock down and wait for a vaccine since 2007. Told you that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. And a bunch of new reports and studies and hearings on just how deadly this shot is and how incredible it was that they suppressed ivermectin, knowing in the Pentagon's own studies predating COVID-19, we're going to play some clips of that and show you documents next segment, knew that it was basically a cure, 99% effective if you got it early, and they suppressed it. That is all coming up. But first, let's play the latest Chucky-like. And I say that because the last press secretary was a big liar and looked like a female Chucky. And now this latest lady, I like to call her the black Chucky. And so, you know, she's up there telling us it's time to play with the truth, fast and loose, just how horrible it is to question our Lord and Savior Fauci. Here's the clip.
Thank you, Greg. As you know, Elon Musk launched a series of attacks on Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend, calling for his prosecution. And then he shared some other memes about him and suggested he's lying about the origins of the coronavirus. What's your response, first of all, specifically to the attacks on Dr. Fauci? And second, how is your view of Twitter as a sort of public forum and a forum for yourself and for the president and many other officials here? How are those views evolving?
So look, we've been very clear about this. These attacks, these personal attacks that we have been seeing are dangerous on Dr. Fauci and other public health professionals as well. They are disgusting and they are divorced from reality. And we will continue to call that out and be very clear about that. Again, these are incredibly dangerous, these personal attacks that we are seeing. Dr. Fauci has served under 7 Republican and Democratic presidents. We cannot forget that. He has given his almost entire career to civil service.
All right, that's enough.
As a public servant.
That's like saying Fidel Castro was in power for almost 60 years, so he must be a great guy. Absolutely disgusting to see that clown up there. But that's what they're talking about. Oh, it's dangerous. Someone might be violent. They're now saying Elon Musk criticized Twitter's policy of allowing pedophilia and child rape, which they did. He's going to cause violence against the people coming out in these documents that allowed it to happen. So they commit the crimes, they do the bad stuff, and then we're bad for exposing it. Everything Fauci said was a lie about how deadly COVID was, about where it came from, about the shots working and being tested and safe. All of it a lie. Then they suppressed therapeutics. Then they kept people away from sick family members and old people so they could quietly kill them and pay them $51,000 for every person they murdered. This all really happened. Remember? We do remember, and we're never going to forget. Let's start getting to this now. Got a whole stack of the aftermath of Senator Ron Johnson's hearings. Dr. Peter McCullough, who just got restored to Twitter by Elon Musk, is on with us at the start of the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Here he is talking about the lawsuits coming for them criminally suppressing the known therapeutics. Here it is.
What does this backpedaling from the FDA really mean?
What it really means is that the FDA has committed wrongdoing or malfeasance, and this is now prima facie evidence of it. You know, in 2018, the FDA had a very nice statement on its website saying why doctors should use drugs off their original advertising labels, and the reason is to fulfill an unmet need. And in 2020 and 2021, clearly COVID-19 was an unmet need. There were no approved oral antivirals. We were using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin according to how we should do it by the FDA guidance. So when the FDA came out and specifically said that doctors should not use ivermectin and specifically misled the public with a tweet that said that ivermectin is horse paste and actually said quit using it, the FDA caused harm. Doctors had found ivermectin to be useful in reducing the risks of hospitalization and death, and particularly in a U.S. study by Roster and colleagues called the ICON study done in hospitalized patients, ivermectin was associated with reduced mortality. So the FDA's actions led to unnecessary deaths, and I think justice will have to come. The FDA now should be broadly sued, probably in a class action case against those who lost loved ones pre-hospital and during the hospital.
Powerful. Now we come back. The rest of the story, we have Dr. Chris Shoemaker, very, very respected, on the history of ivermectin and the fact that the Pentagon, a full 5 years before the release of COVID-19, said specifically from their research in testing what would counter weaponized coronaviruses that ivermectin was essentially a miracle drug and that medical workers around any future deadly SARS or COVID situation should preemptively take cycles of it, and that anyone who began to feel sick should instantly go on it, and it's totally safe. The Pentagon will show you documents and video, specifically since the SARS release over a decade ago, studied all these different drugs and compounds on animals that have the same effects as humans and found it was the answer. That's why they kept it from you, because they want to murder you and your family.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Because you want it, here's another one just for you. Because without you, it would truly be a blue Christmas. But thank God that we have you. All of us, awakening and vibrant souls all over the earth. It's your love, our love, that makes all of this possible. And if you feel like showing us some love today and help keep us on the air, you can do so at InfoWarsStore.com. Products that will make your life better and allow us to keep broadcasting free worldwide. We are all in this together, through thick and thin. On behalf of the whole crew, we love you. And we thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens
should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going to go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show. We just played a clip with Dr. Peter McCullough, who is going to be joining us at 11 a.m. Central when the show kicks off. Right after American Journal with the great Harrison Smith ends 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. each weekday, only at InfoWars.com/show and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And then 3 p.m. Central, the great Owen Schroyer with the War Room. All right, I want to give the number out to cover any of these topics or issues you want to discuss ahead of Nick Fuentes joining us for a debate in the third and fourth hour today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Okay, I got a bunch of these clips. There's no way I'll get to all of them, especially the Ron Johnson hearings that were just incredible. The third round of those, what a patriot. That guy should run for president. In fact, it ought to be a Senator Paul, Senator Ron Johnson ticket. They knew that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine worked. The Pentagon tested both of them. That's why all these scientists early on were saying, take it. It's why the Japanese knocked the disease out and the Africans. Why Africa had the lowest death rate in the world and the lowest vaccination rate, because they're not stupid. They've been hit with bioweapons masquerading as vaccines before. So there's Dr. Chris Shoemaker laying out the real history of this. If you're a TV viewer, you can see the Pentagon documents he's going to put on screen. Radio listeners can just search Pentagon tested ivermectin, found it was highly effective against the entire SARS/COVID family of viruses. Here it is.
Thing to realize is that North American science spent 15 years figuring out what to do with the next COVID. It was back 2002, 2003, the original SARS-CoV-1 occurred. And so all sorts of experiments went on to determine what would be a useful response were something similar to occur. And the research was done. Research was all done by 2015, 2016. And DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, the American research arm of the U.S. military, it specifically knew and specifically recommended and passed the information on to the CDC that ivermectin, in particular, was the absolute number one product to be used in the event of a coronavirus pandemic. It was fully known that ivermectin, and certainly hydroxychloroquine as well, were highly antiviral and immune modulatory. And those two things were the key, to modulate the immune response, plus to be antiviral as well. Those elements were both totally proven in vitro and in vivo with animals, so that it was known. And of course, we knew it was completely safe for humans because these medications have been used for 35 to 40 years in humans. And so that's what was sitting there ready to be used at the next pandemic.
Instead, they demonized and attacked anybody, including the scientists that tried to save people. And we defeated, this audience defeated, Tucker Carlson defeated, Joe Rogan defeated. We defeated them to a great extent, murdering tens of millions more by getting the hydroxychloroquine and, of course, the ivermectin out there, and the pharmacist ignoring the feds, telling them not to do it. Remember this? FDA says ivermectin doesn't work against COVID-19, but points to studies that show it does. Yeah, they said, oh, it doesn't work in the headline, then showed hundreds of studies on their site, including by the FDA, saying it's a miracle drug. So they could only put the false news up top that wasn't a study, hoping you wouldn't read. Here's Dr. Paul Merrick, very respected, talking about them pushing remdesivir that killed you more often, had no antiviral properties, but gave you a massive increase in renal failure in the kidneys. Here's that clip.
In my hospital, I was banned or discouraged from using off-label drugs, which we use every day, methylprednisolone, vitamin C. My hospital would not allow me to use vitamin C. We're talking about basic, safe drugs. And it's an outrage. What they wanted me to use was remdesivir. Where remdesivir, we know, and this is not controversial, we know according to the WHO, remdesivir increases your risk of kidney failure 20-fold. Remdesivir will increase your risk of developing renal failure 20-fold. It increases your risk of dying by about 4%. It has no place in medicine. Yet the federal government will give hospitals a 20% bonus on the entire hospital bill if you prescribe this toxic medication. So you can see how the hospitals and the healthcare systems are now subservient to industry rather than doing what's best for their patients.
And it was the same program worldwide of controlling doctors, all run by the World Economic Forum and the UN, who'd had the policies written by them, by Big Pharma. This was a planned attack to suppress real treatments and give you weapon systems that would kill you and your family. By the way, Thomas Renz, 2 years ago, started working with a whistleblower who was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, Dr. Huff. And when he first came out with the whistleblower documents, people said, there's no way, it can't be real. Of course, it all was real. And he is such an amazing hero. Here he is at Senator Johnson's hearings talking about the situation.
The transparency is the key to this whole thing. Whether that transparency can be put into bills and into various things, in which you always need to do. This is my recommendation for a solution.
Okay.
You need to, and you do have the power to do this, because politically, how do you oppose transparency? How do you oppose outcome-based funding for hospitals? Mm-hmm. When those numbers are reported, so we have CMS data that showed in Texas, 90% of the people put on ventilators died. 90%. You have a better chance with Russian roulette, literally. Okay?
Protocol.
That's a protocol. So listen, and not only is it a protocol, but they get paid to do it a lot. When you go to the hospital, you get tested. They get paid more. When you get admitted for COVID, they get paid more. When they put you on remdesivir, they get paid more. When you get ventilated, they get paid more. When you die, they get paid more. This is perverse. We have incentivized the murder of patients rather than incentivized treatment. It's really easy. We just put that out in the public and say, hey, public, this election season, do you want us to incentivize hospitals to have good outcomes, or do you want us to continue incentivizing the murder of your loved ones? I don't know.
That's right. We make this a political issue instead of the racism football. Oh, we're all racist. We're all killing each other. But really, the globalists are killing all of us. And just remember, all along, the Democrat politicians particularly were quietly getting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for themselves while suppressing it to you and battling to make sure the public couldn't get it. What a group of monsters who literally want to kill their constituents. These people are beyond evil. Then you've got the mayor of New York at the time saying, oh, I got fries, I got a burger, take the shot, you'll be totally protected. Remember that? And the people that took the shot saying, my medicine won't work unless you take yours. And the kids in bubbles at band practice and everywhere else in the whole cult, and people wearing masks inside the water and inside their houses by themselves. And now we're not supposed to criticize Fauci. And Bill Gates says he's wargaming a new, more deadly pandemic that hits children. All seeing if we'll go along with the death cult and let them kill us while we praise them as our saviors. Your phone calls are coming up. Then Nick Fuentes and more.
I have
have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
In Arizona, I think we watched the election be slowly stolen day by day, counting these mail-in ballots. And it's absolutely absurd for anyone to take our election seriously when we just, it's election month, Alex. It's not election day. And that's the problem. And everything changed after COVID-19. They illegally changed state elections, mailing ballots to anyone and everyone, and sometimes mailing multiple ballots to people. Well, this isn't any way to run an election. We aren't a serious country when we have elections that can be stolen like this. And I believe that, just like I believe the election was stolen in 2020, and I have no problem saying that, and it is so absurd for the media and the Democrats to attack us that question our election integrity and question the fact that elections shouldn't be run the way they are. We're not election deniers. We're election realists.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Welcome back, my friends.
I've got a tiger.
Okay, I want to go to your phone calls here in just a moment, but we have some other even bigger COVID-19 news. That is really some of the biggest news in the last 3 years saga. And really the Christmas gift everybody has been given by God, thanks to your actions out there spreading the word, but God works through us. The state of Florida has launched grand jury investigations into COVID, into the vaccines, into Fauci, into Big Pharma, into them lying. Criminal investigations launched by Governor Ron DeSantis. Boy, his stock just went up even more. And national polls now show him everywhere ahead of Trump. Trump should take a lesson from that. This is a big deal. And DeSantis knows this is all coming down. And he's getting on the right side of history. So is Elon Musk, you suddenly notice. The deep state is legitimately scared. This is not going the way they wanted it to go. They knew there'd be some awakening to what they were doing, but not this big. They are now losing. Now, what will they do? A cyber attack to cut off the power, accelerate war with Russia, green light Ukraine to start firing cruise missiles into Russia. That's all happened. And now they're gearing up for more. So, yeah, we're starting to win, but we should be ready for the empire to strike back. Here's the headline. DeSantis announces Florida grand jury investigation to hold vaccine manufacturers accountable. This is huge. Today I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing and for the respect to COVID-19 vaccines. We anticipate we will get approval for that, Governor DeSantis stated at a roundtable conference and medical professionals and vaccine-injured citizens. We've reached critical mass, and I can tell you, and I'm going to leave it at this, I've talked to some household names that have been at mainline top Republican conferences, one of which happened about a month ago, with 100-plus Republican leaders from Congress, senators and House members. And in the private meeting, they basically agreed that we're under bioweapon attack, that it is a New World Order attack, and that, quote, Alex Jones is right. New World Order, you're in some deep crap. And I alluded to that a few weeks ago, but now I'm telling a little bit more. You guys have screwed the pooch. You're up the paddle, up the creek without a paddle, up the paddle. You're up the creek without a paddle. I mean, you guys are in a lot of trouble. And yeah, I get some satisfaction from that. Lord, please let me be humble and be a nice person. I know it's not Christian to do that. I'm going to stop right now. I should not feel triumphant. I should realize it's all God. But I tell you, risking my life to battle these bastards and to know how close we are to them being arrested in Nuremberg too is something that makes me really, really feel good. But we got a lot more work to do. We're not out of the woods yet, so let's not celebrate yet. Woo! I'm going to cover this more coming up, but let's just get to your calls, as I said I would do. Separately, we now have a new line of high-quality supplements. They don't compete with InfoWars Life. InfoWars Life is already the highest quality. We just got rid of the middleman and found out who was already supplying us most of our supplements of the highest quality, and so we're able to cut the price some and have a good supply of it, and it's just a real blessing, and bring out a lot bigger product line. And so we now have turmeric 95. It's the same as Bodies, the same 95% curcuminoid, the same formula, but it's under the InfoWars MD banner. And so you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also not just turmeric 95. There's Mushroom Max. It's a bunch of known super strong mushrooms that are super healthy and are known to focus the mind and give you healthy mental clarity that is not stimulant-based, not caffeine-based. So it really is next level. Mushroom Max is sold under another name by these same people. It's one of the top sellers. in the country, you can get Mushroom Max at a discounted price from what the leading brand is under another name. That's all it is a leading brand under another name that then funds InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, the most we can ever do on this InfoWars MD line is 25% off because they're already super low priced for the high-end quality you're getting. So 25% will always be the maximum sale on InfoWars MD because we've already cut the price and the quality is so high. So 10 new products in InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD. Be sure and check them all out. Now, they've already sold out to their suppliers of most of their CBD and most of their high-end collagen and their super greens and the rest of it. So at the sales rate, those will all be sold out in a couple days. But there'll still be the mushroom. There'll still be the libido RX. There'll still be all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. That way you can do your Christmas shopping there, get delivered quickly to your door. They have within one day shipping of your order coming in. They ship 6 days a week. So we have our own shipping system, but we also, with this big company, they have their own warehouses around the nation. They're huge. The owner's a fan. And so now you're going to get quicker delivery and lower prices on shipping. That's why there's $50 or more free shipping. All right, I'm going to shut up now, but that's how we fund the operation, InfoWars MD. It's a godsend. It's an amazing product, so check it out and please fund the operation. Okay, Andrew in Canada wants to talk about assisted suicide and the complete takeover. Thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I'd like to take a minute and just say thank you. It is not easy what you do to put yourself on the line like you do for everybody, for the entire world is not easy. The stuff they come at you with, the things they say about you, it's not, no one should have to deal with that. So thank you for doing that. Cause it takes a great man to do
that. Well, let me just
like
say,
that.
It is a real pleasure to be attacked by these demons and pedophiles. And it's where I want to be. So thank you. All I ask is keep me in the fight, brother. Believe me, I love this like a pit bull loves fighting. I mean, this is where I want to be. All I'm asking is keep me in the fight, and I will exhaust myself unto death for you because we're all in this together. Go ahead.
So Canada, they're taking over up here, man. Recently, they've just introduced, they want to take all our guns away, every single
euthanasia,
gun
pedophilia, world they're government, coming. Forced injections. I mean, it's taking the guns away. It's just all there.
March 17th of next year, Canada officially lets anyone with a mental disability, whether it's depression, anything, take their own life. Anyone.
And let's be clear, that's the government encouraging them to do it.
Oh, they want us to. They want us to take our lives here. They want us to end being, if we're not a good little servant, they want us gone. We're not part of their planet.
And what is so shocking when Trudeau said, they said, what do you admire most in the world? He said, dictatorship. I want to be a dictator.
It's funny you say that. One of the big theories up here in Canada is that he's actually Fidel Castro's son. If you look at pictures of Trudeau next to Castro, they look identical. Their parents used to go to Cuba all the time.
I see that all the time. But, you know, his dad was a pro-communist just as bad as Fidel. So apples don't fall too far from the tree.
But here's the thing. If they can do it to us here in Canada, they're coming for you guys. Their government's going to come for every gun you own. The government's going to come for everything until you're a good little servant. And without people like you, Mr. Jones, we won't win this fight. But I truly believe that when people open their eyes and start listening to the truth, listening to things that you have to say, and Owen and other people, you know, you're exposing them. But the truth's in front of us. It's laid out. There's nothing else to say. It's happening. You've been saying it's going to happen. Well, guess what? It's too late. We can't prevent it now. No one wanted to listen.
No, you're right. We're now inside world government that wants to depopulate us. Bill Gates says he wants to kill the majority of humans, but he's got a shot he wants you to take because he loves you so much. Thank you, Andrew. All right. I'm going to take 5 or 6 calls next segment. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's Turmeric. vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something that is the very best I can get? I'd rather go to hell than do that. I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret? You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Nick Fuentes is coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's go right to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Great show today as usual. You're on fire. You're the tip of the spear, man. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, DeSantis is the real deal. There's no question about it. Everything he does is quiet. He just quietly keeps moving forward with promoting liberty and freedom.
I'll say it. I find no fault with this man. He just is incredible. Now, yeah. Impaneling a statewide grand jury to prosecute the drug makers? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we know, back to your point on Fauci, he's guilty as sin. For years, they tried to defend him because he's deep state, but he is done. He's cooked, and history's going to provide that proof. There's no question about it. But DeSantis is definitely 10 times better than Trump, and I know you stood by Trump as long as you could and still do in some ways, but he never defended himself. He never got on and told us, came out and said, what happened January 6th? What happened at the end of his presidency? He didn't explain anything, which makes me believe that he's either part of the problem, he doesn't get it, or he's not telling the truth.
Well, here's the key to it all. Here's the key to it all, Brad, in my view. It's okay for Trump to be stampeded into this to open the economy. They lied to him. It's okay that DeSantis got stampeded. You've got to come out when the evidence is there and say it's wrong, like Rand Paul got stampeded at first. But he came out and said he was wrong, and they're bad. To not do that makes you deep state. I'm not saying Trump is deep state. I still care about Trump, but he's so pig-headed. But now I warn Trump, this is all going to be blamed on you, and now you have the head of the CDC and others saying, yeah, we lied to you. Yeah, we knew the shot wouldn't work. Well, they lied to Trump. He should be burning them while there's still time, because that's what matters. If Trump comes out against the shot, we'll go over the top, and we'll get Fauci and Daszak and Bill Gates arrested. But it's going to happen regardless now. You can see the momentum. I can tell you from folks that have had meetings with, again, over 100 members of Congress, that they are now basically awake, okay? So there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Brad, thanks. Let's talk to Daniel in Arizona, biblical view on things. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
So Galatians 4:21-31 says that the Jewish, unbelieving Jews, not the believing Jews, but the unbelieving Jews, are our persecutors, and this actually explains a lot of what you see in the world, how they want to destroy the West, because to them they think the West is Christianity. And
Do you want me to put you on hold for when Nick Fuentes is on? Because I'm sure he wants to go where you're going. That way you can have more time, or you want to finish up now?
I mean, yeah, it's fine to go on with Nick Fuentes. It's fine.
All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll take calls when Nick's on. So stay there. Don't hang up. Okay, up next is James from Indiana. Go ahead, James.
Hey, there's news out of Montana of a veteran parking lot suicide that just faded in the wind. These are institutional failures as grievances are ignored. The IG is about worthless. They put out all types of reports of government failures. Nothing changes. That allows the government to break federal prescribing laws, drug veterans with pills that cause all types of problems to include suicide, then manufacture cases against them.
The Pentagon gives them a whole bunch of so-called antidepressants that on the label say massively increase suicide and violent tendencies.
Oh, absolutely. The Justice Department is corrupt, has no credibility, but revealed itself to an agency that should be dissolved. We have political prisoners in this country while the merchant of death walks free. It's not about justice, but destroying anyone that is targeted at all costs while government corruption gets a free pass. The government has no will to help anyone and is out to destroy everyone.
Well said, sir. God bless you. Let's go to a caller in Ohio. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Go ahead.
Oh, hey there. Just real quick, I wanted to let you know, quick plug here. Love the X2, love the Tamarack, love the book, War for the World. Pass that to a friend in England who is on the fence. It's definitely opened her mind.
Right.
And I love the t-shirts as well. Got to keep them going. I know the budget's tight, but your catchphrase, you mentioned a few minutes ago, Alex Jones was right. It should be Alex Jones is right. That might be a cool idea for a t-shirt. And I know we talked about it one time before when I called in, but it would be awesome to have you do a vinyl release of some of your songs and do a signed vinyl. Also would love to see some hip hop elders on. Kanye West is one thing, but love to see some hip hop elders on. Chuck D, KRS-One, Chuck D from Public Enemy, KRS-One from Boogie Down Productions, and also Ice-T.
Have them all on. You know, I know Professor Griff. He's been on the show many times. I know some of those folks you were mentioning. We need to get them on the broadcast. Thank you so much for the call. Since you mentioned The Great Reset and the War for the World, it's available signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to stay on the air if we get your support. I humbly ask for it. Plus, this is a great stocking stuffer. If you get your orders in by the 19th or so, it's guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States, really until like the 21st. But get your orders in by the 19th or so, folks. The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the signed copy is a fundraiser that's going to be ending soon. That's right. The signed books are going to be ending soon. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much. Moving quick to get everybody on board here. Owl Killer wants to talk about Fauci files and the upcoming release and Trump. Go ahead.
Well, first off, Alex, I just want to say I bought everything off of your new line that came in. It was over $400. So
thank you.
People better support you. Whether you realize it or not, I'm sure you do. You've sparked the brains that will change the world. I really... I want to just lay into a few of what your other callers were saying about DeSantis. Hey, DeSantis has acknowledged the World Economic Forum, and so has Tulsi Gabbard. If Trump would take 30 seconds and take those Yuval Noah Harari clips and the Klaus Schwab clips and make his first post on Twitter, this is what you're up against, and I'm here to defend you against this, the Great Reset, the New World Order, the globalists that want you dead. If he does, if he can't say that, we have no more use for him.
Well, let me tell you what I did. You saw 6 months ago or whatever it was when I gave Trump the ultimatum. I shot two videos because Roger Stone said he's hearing you. He wants to know why you're criticizing you. I got a call from Trump. I missed the call. I got another call a few days later, missed the call. You got to sit there and wait for the call, and I just can't do that. And he calls late at night and stuff too. So Roger and others sat down and showed Trump the clips. And I also know somebody else that works for Trump, so that's how I get a hold of him if I want to. That works in his office at Mar-a-Lago, very close to him. I'll leave it at that. And Trump just said, I don't want to see that anymore. And I don't want to hear about it. And so if Alex wants to bring that up, I don't want to hear about it from him. So I've already tried. And in those videos, I show all that. I document how they set him up. And he just doesn't want to hear it. So I've tried.
Well, I understand that. But Roger also, and I love Roger. I love the man. I've met him several times. I'm disgusted about what he went through. But he lied about Ron DeSantis on your show, saying that he was in Skull and Bones.
No, I checked that out. Ron DeSantis was not in Skull and Bones. He was in the Pilgrim Society. All right, I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Will in Alabama. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say, big supporter. You know, I'd follow you to the gates of hell, brother. Today I just want to talk about the what I call the rise of the AI antichrist and the current like normalization that the transhumanist media is giving it with shows like Westworld. I'm not sure if you've seen that. The last season just came out.
I've seen a few episodes of the earlier seasons.
Yeah, so they didn't bring in this type of stuff until like the later seasons. And what where it gets weird is so like back in the day when, you know, I used to hit some heroic doses of DMT and stuff, I feel like I was kind of given some visions of the Armageddon and the Antichrist. I just kind of became aware of Satan's plans to manifest himself into our plane via artificial intelligence. You know, all civilizations eventually end in humans attempting to summon Baal into our plane, or Satan, you know. And this time I just got this vision that would be through creating a near omniscient, omnipotent machine that would use the collective processing power of every device on the planet, like a network of neurons, monitor every decision and action humans make with the devices.
Well, sure, and it steals our art, our culture, our literature, our ideas, and then says that it's giving it to us. It's like stoplights are the most powerful form of AI currently because we interface with it and follow its orders. It's very primitive, but we give it power by following its directives. We do it because it makes sense. Collectively, we decide to do it. But AI is only as powerful as we make it. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we'll take a few more calls in the short next segment. Then we're going to bring in Nick Fuentes for the next 2 hours and have a discussion. I mean, you can call it a debate if you want, but just a discussion about what happened a week and a half ago with Kanye West here in studio and just all the stuff that went on. And you know, I made jokes about Nick and stuff, and he made jokes as well. But I really, on a racist Richter scale, I see him as about a 1. And I disagree with some of the things he says, but the ADL is an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, they're next level, and they are running the censorship and the control. So I don't deny that that's going on. Those are terrible groups. My issue is just because the ADL and the leftist Hollywood hates us and is out to get us doesn't mean Hitler was good. And so I'm not going to make the whole debate about Hitler, but it just gives me a headache because I've never liked Hitler. And I didn't get a call from the ADL to say, you better say you hate Hitler. I really don't agree with authoritarianism, whether it's Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Xi Jinping, I mean, any of it. But that's all coming up next hour. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on the custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky earth creatures.
All right, folks, the big debate with Nick Fuentes, who I have dubbed the baby Hitler. It is. All right, I said I'm not going to joke around, but it's just too much fun. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, the forbidden website. Do not share it.
Infowars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
John, it will be fine. They don't have the courage of their convictions, and it makes them a tough adversary because it's like fighting a ghost. Like, we are solid in what we believe. We believe in the family. We believe in Western culture. We believe in Jesus Christ. That's stalwart. That's set in stone. They're just moving all over the place. Whatever it takes to win, cheating on elections, supporting Nazis, whatever works, they do it. How do you fight them?
You recognize who they are and everything they say is a lie.
Yeah. And every time they're confronted with that lie,
there is a kind of energy in there, an almost sacred energy in the swastika that it's so hated. It's treated so negatively. It's like the center of the liberal morality is don't be Hitler. So there's so much like invested in it that it weirdly becomes sacred and becomes powerful. And so when Kanye tapped into that, now what exactly does Kanye know about Hitler? Is he an actual fascist? I don't think so. He's tapping into some kind of dark energy that's very powerful and maybe destructive and chaotic as well, but is powerful nevertheless. And he was willing to do that in a way that ultimately Alex Jones isn't. Alex Jones belongs in the Ron Paul era, you know, where it's like, we believe in free speech and our constitution and we hate the Nazis. The liberals are the real Nazis or whatever. That in some ways, even as wild as Alex Jones can be, he's ultimately still trapped in that moral cage of the liberals he despises. He agrees with them on their most fundamental issue. Kanye was like going to the dark magic. He was going there. He was tapping into that energy, a place where Alex Jones dares not tread. So I just think that in itself is really remarkable and is it's demonstrating something. It's revealing something about the world. I think it is kind of taking us to a new place in a way. And you can complain about it all. I mean, of course, the ADL complains about it. Whine. But like, what can you say about it? I mean, he probably does have some serious, you know, mental struggles. He has some personal struggles. So do I. But, you know, he's authentic. He's speaking his truth. He's being real. He's actually having the conversation that people want.
So, yay, he's like the Joker. And he's been saying, you know, I'm like a superhero. I'm like doing something heroic, blah, blah, blah. But he said the other day in the office, he's like, but I feel more like Joker, he said. And I was dying at that. But it's true, you know, because like you're Alex Jones and you're Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're like the other criminals in Gotham in Dark Knight. They're like the mob bosses. And they bring in Joker to kill the Batman. You know, they bring in Ye for the publicity. They bring him in to take care of a problem, which is, you know, they want to get traffic or they, you know, whatever it is on their website. And so it's just like how the criminals bring in the Joker and Joker burns all the money and says, all you care about is money. This town deserves a better class of criminal. And they're all like horrified. They're like, and they're criminals. They kill people and they're murderers and they're like, who is this? It's the same thing. It's like Alex Jones and Marge. They bring this guy in and Ye is like, all you people care about is money.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
And then it's people like me. I'm like the hungry dog.
Let's see how loyal a hungry dog really is.
You know, I'm them, you know. Tryouts. You know, he breaks the pool cue and throws it on the floor. Greuper fights to the death. That's just who he is. He's an artist. He's a genius. And above all that, he's right.
So I thought I'd play a few of the clips I saw on the internet of kind of the other side. Burn it all down, bring down the system. But you know, Klaus Schwab says he wants an angrier world. They want to bring down the system and bring in a new system. So I've never really been accused by anybody credible of being loyal opposition or getting a call from the ADL and told what to say. And I'm sure when Nick, you know, and others have said that, that's tongue in cheek. No, I legitimately don't like Genghis Khan. I don't like Adolf Hitler. I don't like Mao Zedong. I don't like Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. I don't like the ADL and their incredible authoritarianism. And I've been pushing really hard to stop them destroying our First Amendment. But, you know, you can dislike Hitler and also dislike the ADL in my worldview. And I know it's the naughty, naughty thing to come up here and say you love Hitler. But I don't agree with that. I agree with people's First Amendment. I agree they shouldn't be penalized for it. And that's why I created a platform for that. One of the biggest things probably ever, definitely the most views we've ever had for one event. I mean, Endgame got watched 100 million times, like 80-something million times on Google Video before they took it down. But that, you know, that took a couple of years to do before they took it down. But this is definitely one of the biggest things we've ever done. But it just kind of, to me, was very interesting. It was thought-provoking. And, of course, we see people like Scott Adams saying, oh, I see what Ye did. He's trying to overturn the whole chessboard. So is that really what went on? So before we have a debate or an argument, I'd like to give Nick some time to give his views. We really haven't talked much other than briefly Sunday about him coming on today about what he thinks really went on there. Because some people thought I staged that and I was in on it or something. No, I didn't know what was going on. It's kind of like Trump didn't know what was going on to a greater extent. I knew who I was meeting with. And then I had seen clips of Nick saying he didn't support Hitler and actually wasn't anti-Semitic. He just didn't like what some of the Jewish mafia is doing, claiming everybody's a Nazi, doesn't agree with him. So I just kind of saw this really as an enigma of what's really going on. So uncensored, unfiltered, Nick Fuentes joins us for the next hour and 42 minutes or so. Nick, thanks for joining us. What do you want to talk about first, or will you humor me and tell me what the hell you think happened a week and a half ago here in the studio?
Yes. Well, hello, Alex. Great to be with you. I'll humor you, and we could talk a little bit about how the show went down. For anybody that thinks it was staged, of course, it wasn't. And people, they have all these ideas about where this is coming from, where Ye is coming from with these new ideas and with these kinds of things. And people have talked about mental illness, and they've said that people like me are giving him ideas or handling him. People have speculated that the walkout on Tim Pool or the show that we did with you was staged. And I can assure you, I've been working with Ye for the last 3 weeks. Nothing is staged. And nobody can handle him. Nobody can influence him. He's his own man. And as far as the mental illness remarks goes, you know, I've met manic people before. I've known bipolar people. He's not a bipolar or an unstable person. In fact, he's highly energetic, vigorous, works all day, creative. I really can't say enough positive things about him. But with regards to the appearance on your show, what I've noticed is that Ye has started this conversation with the DEFCON 3 tweet about the Jews. He went on your show and he said that he loves Hitler. And what's, I think, the most remarkable about this is everybody is fixated on the remark. What did you mean by DEFCON 3? What did you mean by you love Hitler? What do you love about Hitler? What does DEFCON mean? Is that a threat? And so on. And he's done several interviews. He did an interview with Piers Morgan, with Lex Fridman, with Tim Pool, with you, with Gavin. And in all the interviews, it's so focused on the Hitler. It's focused on the Jewish. And for a lot of people, they might say, oh, well, of course, that's an outrageous thing to say. It's so provocative. And maybe that was the intention. Maybe it was about publicity. Maybe it was staged. But if you listen to what the man is saying, he has said, what got us to this point? I think that it's almost, it says something in itself that the conversation is about the remark rather than all the, in my opinion, far more outrageous things going on all around, which is that right now the ADL is shaking down Congress for $500 million. I don't know if people realize that. Submitted an appropriations request in response to the interview we did. Now, you've got, you know, whether you thought it was entertaining, whether you thought it was revolutionary, you have Ye with a mask on, with a yoo-hoo and a net saying, I love Hitler. And the ADL shaking the cup with Congress. We need $500 million to fight anti-Semitism. It's outrageous. He's been banned from the bank. He's had his deals shut down by Nike and Adidas to the tune of billions of dollars over 10 years. And the list goes on and on and on.
Stay there. I hear what you're saying. But then that's the what people ask. And I don't think this is the case. That is Ye secretly like an ADL operative to get them funding. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Because you want it, here's another one just for you. Because without you, it would truly be a blue Christmas. But thank God that we have you. All of us, awakening and vibrant souls all over the earth. It's your love, our love, that makes all of this possible. And if you feel like showing us some love today and help keep us on the air, you can do so at InfoWarsStore.com. Products that will make your life better and allow us to keep broadcasting free worldwide. We are all in this together through thick and thin. On behalf of the whole crew, we love you and we thank you for your support.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What I want to say here is, Alex Jones, and listening to my broadcast, is I really didn't know that Ye was going to come here and do that. I didn't know that Nick Fuentes was going to agree with him. I understand their First Amendment. I understand when the ADL on the left says it's inherently racist and evil to be white or to be Christian, that they've crossed that Rubicon and basically become what they say Hitler was. So at that point, you know, yay, is it taking people's bank accounts away and spying on folks on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and wanting $500 million from Congress for this hate task force to basically silence anybody that criticizes any of the leftist operations. So I don't like any of that. I'm a big enemy of it. The ADL singles me out at their big events and wants me destroyed. My only frustration is I legitimately, Nick, have studied World War II and also had family that was in World War II, and know that a bunch of the top Nazis tried to kill Hitler, like Erwin Rommel and people, and that Stalin admired Hitler, and you know, all the rest of this. I don't like Stalin either. And so just because what was done to Germans was wrong in World War One, and there were also war crimes against Germans, in my view, just let's just get the Hitler thing out of the way. Do you actually admire Adolf Hitler?
In some ways, yes. And I'm not a national socialist, and I'm not a, you know, I wouldn't identify that way because I'm a Christian. So I'm not any kind of a socialist or a fascist. I like Ye, believe we should have a Christian government. It's a Christian country. God runs the world. We should have a government in accordance with that. But honestly, I don't share this, histrionic Jewish view that Hitler is this exceptionally boogeyman, evil figure. The 20th century is full of violence. The 20th century is full of authoritarian ideologies run rampant, and that's a product of modernism and liberalism and all kinds of trends. But this idea that like my life is in any way impacted by Hitler, I have a lot more animosity for the ADL. I have a lot more animosity for the ZOA. I have a lot more animosity for the groups that have actually made my life and the life of my family materially worse personally and across the board with the society. I'm sick of being expected by Jewish media and Holocaust museums to beat my chest like you kind of did the other week and said, oh, I hate Hitler. Hitler's, you know, it's like this weird, it's like 1984, you know, when they put the face on the TV and everybody's got to get all wound up. He's
you're talking about 10 minutes.
Figure.
You're talking about 10 minutes of hate. Well, I legitimately hate Stalin, hate Mao, hate Hitler, hate the ADL, hate Barack Obama, hate the Democratic Party. And I've always, remember me on Piers Morgan? I didn't get a call from the ADL when I was on Piers Morgan, the most popular thing he ever did, the biggest thing CNN did that year. They had the ratings. They had like 50 million viewers for that. Their average show had like 10 million back then. And I said, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. I've always criticized Hitler. I've made documentaries about the Bush family helping fund Hitler and the British royalty. So where we have a sticking point is that Alex got the call as you sent out on social media. And I'm just curious, do you think I actually got a call to come out and criticize Hitler? You think that's a new thing for me?
No. I know that you're very vocally anti-Hitler over the years. I know that you're more of a libertarian. And so you have this view of history, which lumps in together Mao, Stalin, Hitler as authoritarians versus freedom fighters, capitalists, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. So I'm familiar with your show and all of that. And honestly, it was a little bit glib. You called me baby Hitler. I said, you got a call. You know, quite honestly, it's banter, but it is well known that you don't really talk about this issue. You're more talking about New World Order, Bill Gates, and these sort of obscure conspiracy theories like Bilderberg. My show is a lot more focused on, you know, what you might call the Jewish question, which is what are we to do about this Jewish elite, these Jewish gangsters that run our Christian country?
I think that's a debate that should be had, because there's no doubt that leftism and the whole globalist power grab has wrapped itself in Judaism as its defense. And I would call the FTX folks and the federal regulators who all, involved in this basically are Jewish, who are out there doing that, are criminals who happen to be Jewish who are hiding behind Judaism. But I don't then blame the average Jew for that. So I think that's the difference. Kind of like when Ye and you were on with Gavin McGinnis, and he's like, well, you know, blacks commit as proportionate more crime than the other group, but you don't just blame the average black person. Do you just not trust a Jew when they come in the room? And Ye goes, yeah, I don't, you know. To me, that's what I'm saying is, I do believe in Martin Luther King, that we judge individuals by who they are and what they do, not by what color they are or where they're from. But go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that in principle, but we also have to understand that it's not that these people happen to be Jewish. I think that's the big source of the disagreement, is these are what we're told in the last few weeks, when Ye makes these remarks about the Jewish media or Jewish Hollywood or so on, is, well, these are individuals. These are people that we've got to name them individually, and these are people that happen to be bad, or rather they are bad and happen to be Jewish. But I think there's something about their Jewishness that makes it this way. And I think that is really the source of the disagreement. My morality is not bound up in this authoritarian versus freedom thing. It's about God versus the devil. And the curious fact about the Jewish religion, which all the Jewish people that came to America in the last century as immigrants were religious. When the people came over at Ellis Island in the late 19th and early 20th century, they came from these rabbinical communities. They were all very religious. And so you've got all the Jews in America, elite, not elite, they're one, two, or three generations removed from these very religious, rabbinical Jewish communities. What's curious about the Jewish religion is it's the only one that has an extreme antipathy for Jesus Christ. Muslims revere Jesus as a prophet. Buddhists, Hindus, they review Jesus as a wise teacher. We all agree that Jesus existed. It's only the Jews that say that Jesus is burning in hell, boiling in semen and excrement, and say that his mother is a whore. And so you take these people that come from Europe, and again, it's their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren who are now in charge of the elite institutions.
Well, sure. I mean, Nick, I'll say this. Ethan Klein came out on his huge podcast and said, I would murder Jesus again. Jews should, you know, basically kill Christians. And you didn't say kill Jews. So he went further than you and Ye, and no one decried it. And that is wrong. He said, I'm Jewish. I want to kill Jesus again. We should kill Jesus. We should basically kill Christians. And when he said it was like cute and funny and the media loved it, you didn't call for violence against anybody. So on a scale of me disagreeing with you, you're a one, and Klein and the ADL are a 10. Look, I'm not friends with the ADL. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that any authoritarian movement, I think, is extremely dangerous. And we're not faced with Hitler today. we're faced with the ADL and other authoritarian movements. So I think coming out and invoking Hitler almost gives those groups cover. And now, as you said, they're trying to get $500 million from Congress.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I think maybe that's more of a tactical disagreement. I told you over the weekend, maybe this is my youth. You know, I'm willing to humble myself and say I'm young and zealous and idealistic, as everybody can relate to that. But I do think I might be onto something here, which is that we've watched for 20, 30 years and things just keep getting worse. And we saw what happened in 2020. The election was stolen. The whole first term was rigged and Trump comes back even weaker than before. And I'm like, when are we going to confront head on the fundamental problems? When are we going to head on?
Stay there. We'll talk about what you think the fundamental problems are when we come back. And then I'll give you my response to that and more. Nick Fuentes is our guest. We're having a debate. We're having a discussion here, which the system doesn't want. But we're having it, and it's unfiltered and uncensored. He's saying whatever he wants. I'm saying whatever I want. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners should really ask for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Remember, we're still on over 400 radio stations, so we have 14 minutes of ads an hour, the industry standard. Though I do enjoy doing a lot of the commercial-free podcast. You find it band.video as well. We did a three-hour one commercial-free this last Saturday with a major whistleblower from the Wuhan lab, the vice president of Eagle Health Alliance, proving Fauci created the bioweapon and released it and more. So incredibly important, and why the system wants us shut down. Now, Nick Fuentes is here with us, and he said going after Bill Gates and the Bilderberg Group is kind of this esoteric, little-known thing, but he's going up against the Jews. Well, I mean, folks, in case you've woken up and looked around, the entire WEF is calling the shots. The big mega banks are running the show. They're coming after our bodies. They're trying new lockdowns, new forced injections. That is not some esoteric little side issue that we're covering. In fact, no one was really covering it until we started hammering it in the last 28 years. So I'm very proud of that. And that's what my films and books like The Great Reset and The War for the World are about. Now, I'm not saying Nick Fuentes doesn't have a right to say what he's saying or bring up what he's saying, because separately, the ADL is brainwashing school children on record that being white is inherently bad, and teaching kindergartners and first graders they are bad because they're white. Well, I mean, Hitler taught people were bad because of what group they were. So I see the ADL as Hitler, and then people that are supposedly opposing it say, well, Hitler, you know, compared to them is good. That's where I have the real breaking point. And so I asked the question earlier, and I want you to be able to get back into your point about the power structure and what you're doing. You'll have the floor for a few minutes. I'll shut up. But what about what I asked earlier that I forgot to get back to? The ADL wants $500 million. They want more control over society because of Kanye West, Ye's little comments here. I get he's obviously not a threat. He doesn't control people's bank accounts. That's a joke. But then people say, is Ye really working for them to first wear a red hat, say he's a Trump supporter, and now come out and do this? I've been around him. I've talked to him a lot for a long time, and I really don't think that's the case. Just to clear this up, I saw some of your supporters saying, you know, Nick is so nice and got Kanye to his office and got him on air and introduced him to Kanye and to Ye, and then Jones did all that to poor Nick. I've been talking to Ye for a long time. He never come on the show. I gave his number to other folks to come on, to Milo Yiannopoulos. He got Nick Fuentes in touch with him. So people want to blame me for this whole fiasco. I guess I'm involved. But that was me saying, here, get him on their shows. That's fine. Go where you want to go. They wanted to talk to him. I gave him the number for all of the groypers out there that are living in La La Land. Okay? So that's another little point I want to get to. Now I'm going to shut up. But what about this issue of him actually being the biggest fundraiser ever for the ADL? What do you say to that?
Well, I would say it's ridiculous. I think anybody that knows Ye knows that he doesn't work for anybody other than God. And his actions prove that. And I think if you've had a conversation with him for more than 10 minutes, you know that he's one of the most authentic, sincere people I've ever met. And like I said, people that meet him for 10 minutes, they come up and hug him in the street. They know that. As far as him being a fundraiser for the ADL, it flies in the face of the fact that if there were no ADL, he would be leading a great awakening. But it was the ADL that wants to shut him down. If the ADL was so in love with what he was doing, why would they go to Twitch, as an example, and say that any streamer that platforms Ye on their channel is going to get banned, and have Twitch remind everybody, tap at the sign and say, we prohibit hatred, we prohibit hate speech, and so on. ADL is working overtime to make sure that he's deplatformed from Twitter, deplatformed from Twitch, that nobody can have him on their show. If it was really such a benefit to them, you'd think that they'd be going around promoting that stuff. And that gets back to
that's why I raised the point. No, I don't think he works for the ADL, and I agree with you.
Right, and it gets back to the point which I was making before the break, which is that there is this, I think, very pernicious mindset that a lot of people have, that if you start to really go after the power structure, if you really say, you know what, it's Jewish gangsters, you know what, it's the Zionists, it's Israel, people have this idea in their head that there's something that's not clever or not subtle about this, that we've got to hide and be careful and play games. I don't want to play games. That's why I'm up with Ye, because Ye's not playing games anymore. I know that Ye's not going to be at the Republican Jewish Coalition retreat in Vegas begging the Jews to endorse them for the 24 run. I know he's not going to be at the ZOA begging the Zionists for their favor, for their patronage in the race like Trump did. I know he's not going to take $100 million from Sheldon Adelson and do all kinds of favors for Israel and leave Christians and white Americans out to dry. So, you know, we have to have the fight. Eventually, we've got to lean in and go in. We're in a war, not, of course, violently, but we've got to lean in and actually fight on the battlefield and have the confrontation. So many people in politics want to rationalize, and this isn't you, because you're a courageous man, and we love you. We see you as an uncle. Quite honestly, I've been watching you since I was in high school, and all the Groypers have. We love you. But there are a lot of people in the institutions who are going to rationalize their cowardice by saying, oh, that's just not smart to say that. Oh, well, it wasn't strategic to say that. Well, at some point, whether it be now, then, later, we've got to say, you know what? The Jews are not going to control the destiny of America. Israel can no longer control the destiny of America. 1776 happened because we wanted to break away from a country thousands of miles away, dictating to us what was happening in our own country. But now we're subordinating ourselves to Israel in exactly the same way.
Well, sure, Nick. So let me have a few minutes now. There's no doubt that there's foreign powers and corporations controlling America. And there's no doubt that there's a couple different big Jewish lobbies that are powerful. And there's the Chi-Com lobby and a bunch of other lobbies. But when you said earlier, well, you cover Bill Gates and the WEF and some obscure, you know, stuff. Those guys literally have penetrated the governments, the cabinets. They're running things. They want a eugenics, depopulation, world government operation. And if you actually look who fills it up, it's a bunch of former, you know, Nazis, grandkids, and German royalty. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm saying the real power structure is a scientific transhumanist movement. And while we're all down here battling over all these different ethnic systems, they are taking over. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just think that a lot of it is obfuscation. I think that, like, for example, the World Economic Forum is a forum. And when you look at who goes to Davos for the retreat, it's all the top government leaders. It's all the business leaders. And they all are beholden to Jewish interests. So that'd be like saying, you know, we're going to hold a conference in a Sheraton hotel and say the Sheraton hotel is the problem, not the people occupying it and giving the speeches and their background.
Sure, but I mean, the Bilderberg Group is the most powerful organization in the world from our research. The World Economic Forum is their mouthpiece. So when we say that, I mean, this is the real supreme mafia, in my view. You know, George Soros is there, all this. So let me raise this. You bring up the head of the ADL going on programs, and here's a clip, saying, well, since Ye says we have power, we had to use our power and crush him. Why would he even say that? Talk about a dog whistle. Here it is.
Y'all are proving somebody like Kanye, right? Because Kanye says, hey, Jewish people have all the power, and then he loses everything.
Well, look, the insidious nature of anti-Semitism and these tropes about power is Kanye can say these things. Jews have all the power. They're controlling everything. And if we don't get him, you know, if we don't deal with that, the myth spreads and it takes root.
If we don't get him, if we don't shut him down, the myth spreads. Wow. He's saying exactly what Ye is saying.
That's right. Well, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get at here is, when you go on, Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and I'm not saying you meaning you, but anybody for that matter, when anybody goes on Twitter and says, you could say Bill Gates runs the media. You could say the World Economic Forum runs the media. we have to acknowledge there is this strain of thought in conservatism where it's taking us in a direction that the elites are not afraid of, the elites don't really care about, and we know that because of the enforcement. We know that it's like that plane with all the bullet holes in it that comes back and they say, you know, where are we going to fortify the plane? Well, the planes that are coming back with the bullet holes, those are the places where the plane can afford to be shot. And it's sort of the same thing when you go on Twitter and say, you know, Bill Gates runs the media, the Chi-Coms runs the media, crickets. But you go on Twitter and say the Jews run the media, and you have the ADL chairman going to Adidas, pulling your billion-dollar deal.
Well, Nick, I got to disagree with you there. They've been really suppressing us with the WEF and the New World Order and Bill Gates. They've been sent, that came out in the documents. They have been censoring the living hell out of people challenging that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, it made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fuentes is our guest. We're having a debate here, a discussion about these issues. He says he's good to take phone calls coming up later in the next hour and hit some of the other big issues. So, Nick, watching what the ADL is doing, watching what the left's doing and their racial-based political system, how do you see this shaking out? What do you see happening the next few years with all of this? Because I got to tell you, I actually saw the corporate media come out against you and Ye on the air, and I personally, you know, don't like any flavor of authoritarianism and thought it was more of a publicity stunt, just what I picked up from it. I mean, I don't know what was planned. You're saying it wasn't planned. I believe you, because it felt completely unplanned. But at the end of the day, people have their First Amendment. How do you see this attempt to crush everybody going? Elon Musk is I think, not perfect, but he's going a long way. The power structure is totally discredited. And what I saw on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, everywhere else, without even trying to look, was most people liked it. They weren't even anti-Semitic. They weren't even against the Democratic Party and all that. But they were really, really just sick of the censorship, saying, screw it, burn down the whole world. Is that what you're getting at?
It's something like that, but it's a little bit bigger because it is poignant. It's not just sort of this directionless, hey, screw it, burn it all down. It's a lot more directed and precise, which is we're going to finally say it with our chest. You know, a lot of people, I think, were dissatisfied with the Trump presidency in the first term and seemingly how little progress we made. That's something I'd sort of told him at the dinner was, look, in 2016, the message was sort of insufficient. Here we are in 24, coming up on the 24 cycle, and it seems like it's been moderated. It's more moderate than it was in 16. Things are getting worse. We're running out of time. And we're retreating, we're moving backwards. So in terms of joining up with Ye and getting on board with this movement, it's about getting behind a guy who's saying we need to hold America to a Christian standard. It's about saying we need to call out the Jewish media. And he's been saying, look, we don't care about your, honestly, we don't care about your grandmother that died in the Holocaust. I'm sorry. That's always what they come with. It's always the guilt trip. It's the emotional propaganda. I know that sounds callous. I know that sounds insensitive. But it's no different than any of this other racial grievance politics over slavery or over colonization or genocide. I see no difference between AOC calling us colonizers and these Jewish groups calling us Holocaust deniers. It's the same weaponization of racial grievance to browbeat us into submission. We've got to make our country free and independent and strong, and that means
so what you're saying is the left keeps calling everybody Hitler. The left keeps saying all white people are bad. The left keeps saying Western civilization is evil. And so you're saying, I didn't kill your great-grandparents, your grandparents. I don't deserve to be called this. So if you're going to call me this, I'm going to go ahead and embrace it. What you're saying is you're not going to live in guilt anymore.
That's exactly right. We can't change the past, and God bless all the victims of every tragedy in human history, but that's 2022. We live in America.
Well,
I mean
let's talk about this. They've got national statistics out that are pretty accurate. 2% of the South owned slaves during slavery. That's a very conservative number. It might have been lower. But 2%, and something like maybe 10% of white population in the U.S. had some ancestor involved in slavery. But somebody getting off an airplane from Poland or from Russia or from Czechoslovakia or from Germany or from the Netherlands who never had an ancestor involved with slavery or from Iceland is immediately told you owe reparations and you're a bad person for what you never did or your family never did. That is preposterous. At the same time, you know, I am sad that George Soros helped round up Jews and get them killed. I am sorry that Hitler did things, but I didn't do it. Both my grandfathers went and fought Hitler, and then I get the ADL up there saying I'm Hitler. So I understand that perspective. I just don't get then using Hitler as a touchstone because I don't see Hitler as a good person.
Well, I like what Scott Adams said about it, which is that it sort of reframes the entire debate. I mean, have you considered, and Richard Spencer said this as well, and I think we disagree on a lot. You know, he's not a Christian, and that's a big source of disagreement. But what about this fact that our entire morality and our whole political spectrum is defined by Hitler? It's like reductio ad Hitler. Every argument has to come back to, well, Hitler was the most evil one, so whoever's the most proximate to Hitler is the worst one, is the bad one. I'm a Christian. I'm from Chicago. I was born in 1998. Hitler, the Holocaust. What does this have to do with me? What does this have to do with our country?
It's a rejection of the Hollywood ethos that we're all Hitler and Hollywood is God. I get it. Let's play a clip of Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert and philosopher, since you raised that point. Here it is.
I would not rule out the fact that Ye is trying to break the system, and he might. He's not trying to win the game. He's trying to throw the board up. You know what I mean? He knows he can't win the game because he didn't make the rules. The rules are made by other people, and he doesn't have an advantage there. So if he plays the game by its rules, he loses. But Ye is not the person who loses. It's not in his nature to not think he can succeed. So he just takes it to the next step. What is the next step? Next step is you throw the whole board over. So he came into Twitter with a Raelian logo that he might have known was not provocative in that context or as provocative. He may have tested the limits of Musk's free speech and broken. In my opinion, he broke Elon Musk. Elon Musk f***ed up. And it wasn't because Elon Musk is dumb, because he's not. It's not because Elon Musk is uninformed.
And I'll tell you what the big takeaway here is. The media grabbed this story and then dropped it very quickly because they didn't like the way it was going. Did you notice that too, Nick?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're terrified. They don't want to have the conversation. And it's interesting because he goes on these shows and they browbeat him and they say, why did you say the DEF CON? Why did you say, don't you care? And he says, well, what about me? What about my contracts? What about what's going on in my world? And they say, well, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll follow up with that. You know, we'll circle back in a minute, but nobody's circling back. They don't care. And they see that in the comment sections on Twitter, they see in the polls, people agree with Ye. More people. It's the same effect that there was in 16. They called it the silent Trump vote. I know you remember a lot of the Zoomers who follow me. They were like in middle school when the election happened. I was freshman in college. But they called it the silent Trump vote, where people agreed with Trump, but you know how the culture was. If you wear a MAGA hat, as I did on a college campus, people attacked me in public. They threw stuff at me. You know, they said nasty things about me online. And more people than many would care to admit feel the same way. They're like, we don't care about this Holocaust museum business. We're sick of this ADL coming around and saying there's 6 million and all this. It's ridiculous. It's in some sense, we're already past that point. If we're at that point of ridicule, if we're at that point of indifference, all that needs to happen is for the rest of the process to play out where types like Ye, people like Ye, visionaries, courageous people are going to stand up and say, you know, we don't care. Do whatever you want.
I mean, I just got to say, though, again, the other polar opposite should not be Hitler. It should be like George Washington or you know, Jesus Christ. What do you want to cover next hour? And we'll also put your websites, Cozy TV, where people can find your show, and other shows. We'll put that on screen. We're at Infowars.com and Band.video for the new viewers and people that are tuning in right now. But what do you want to hit next hour?
Well, I just want to say I agree with you about Jesus. It's Jesus first. He's our leader, not Hitler. Okay, we love Jesus, and we want Jesus to appoint a leader to follow in 24, and I think we'll get one. You can find me on cozy.tv/Nick, and for the next hour, I'd love to get into some of the other things Ye's been talking about. You know, he said a lot. He said a lot on the show. He talked a lot about pornography. He talked about the family, Instagram, trafficking. There's a lot that he's putting out there. It's such a shame that people are so hung up on the taboo, political
correct
stuff.
Sure, but he had to know the taboo. I get it. But you guys did bring up the taboo, and I think that's the whole point. But I think, you know, I have a clip of you saying that you didn't like Hitler. But then you...
Yeah.
So, were you a closet Hitler supporter before, and now you're a full Hitler?
I'm not a closeted Hitler supporter. And I want to say this. Are you calling me baby Hitler so the time travelers will kill me? You ever hear everybody always says, if you went back in time, would you kill, it's a moral dilemma, would you kill Hitler as a baby? Are you trying to confuse the time travelers?
I didn't think of that. All right, Nick, stay there. First Amendment, folks, people don't like it, but it's here. It's alive and well. And the people are waking up. They're saying no to censorship. And that's why we should have every idea out. We have an open, free debate about it. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We're fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. We need funds to stay on air. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Life, incredible products, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Fusion, still in stock, but selling out quickly. And the new line, InfoWars MD, is so amazing. We got 95% curcuminoid with the new product. turmeric 95. We've also got the great nootropic mushroom blast, mushroom boost. It's all there. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But seriously, that whole line is amazing. The first 10 products are out. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Angel's Vitality, Superfood Greens, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store. Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back live with Nick Fuentes for another hour. I'm going to give the number out at the start of the next segment for folks that want to talk about that interview a week and a half ago. The state of the world, nothing censored. All we ask for is a good, clean phone line and that you have your points and we move on to the next person. Your phone calls are coming up. So, Nick, this is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. A bunch of stations join us in about 6 minutes. What else do you want to get into on the whole Ye interview? And then we'll shift gears into some of the other stuff that you and Ye were talking about.
Well, like I said, I think that there's a lot more to the Ye situation than people are saying right now. People are very hung up on this issue, and you said, and I think you're right about that. It is provocative, and of course, you know, I had some sense that it was going to the media coverage would go in that direction. But there's something really special going on with Ye, because it's not the only thing that he's talking about. You know, when I saw that video that he put up several weeks ago talking about the January 6th supporters and the loyalists that stood behind Trump, and how a lot of them were hung out to dry in favor of lawyers and types like Jason Miller and others. When I saw that, I said, this is like a serious political figure. I said, that's a serious political contender. He's saying the same thing that people in Washington, D.C. who worked in the Trump administration were saying for the last 6 years. And I know you have sources there, too. All the people that I talked to in the White House would complain constantly about how actually it would be a mark against you if you were trying to get a job in the Trump White House that you worked on the Trump campaign in 16. So all the people that supported and believed in Trump, all the people that supported and believed in his agenda, they were hung out to dry. They weren't hired, passed over. And we saw the White House, and now it looks like this 2024 campaign had been infiltrated and subverted by people that were on the Rubio campaign and people in the Bush White House and sort of the worst of the worst, people like Bill Barr and Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley, who was in the, she was the UN ambassador, and John Bolton. And so I saw something like that, and that's something that he's been talking about a lot. And in some sense, the Hitler thing has overshadowed that. But when the dust settles on that, and it will, it's a quick news cycle, I think people are going to be very, very eager and interested to hear what he has to say. It's a true and a real alternative to a lot of the junk that we've been getting. We're supposed to believe our two options in 24 are going to be DeSantis and Trump. And DeSantis, I think you like him. I'm not really a huge fan. And Trump, like I said, in a very moderated form, sort of low energy. I still love him. I'd still die for him. I still think he's a great hero and one of the great Americans. But he's not the same guy that he was in 16. Everybody recognizes that. And so a big part of what's so exciting for me as a young guy in the last couple months with everything that's been going on is here's something out of all the stuff that we were put through, you and I, in the last 2 years and many others, between January 6th and the pandemic and BLM and the election fraud, here's finally a light at the end of the tunnel. Here's finally a North Star, you know, West, but maybe a West Star. Here's something that we can finally look at and actually get excited about.
Sure, what do you make of Senator Paul?
And what about?
I think he'd be a great president.
You know, I like Rand Paul. I like him a lot. I met him actually in 2016, and I actually worked... Maybe I didn't work on his campaign. I think I campaigned with Cruz actually during the Republican primary in 16, but I was an early supporter of it when I'm talking about when I was a senior in high school, but I was a supporter of his. I still am. I think he's very intelligent, but he's a libertarian and he's just not really my kind of conservative. I know you're more libertarian, so I think there's more overlap, but I'm really more in favor of bringing back a very strong Christian flavor of nationalism. And I don't know that I love that term. I feel like it's being hijacked, but I want the government to be Christian, and I want us to have a true nationalism. So it's a little bit stronger than
this. Well, we certainly shouldn't have an anti-Christian government. Nick Fuentes right. is our guest. Just terrible racist things he's saying on a scale of 1 to 10. He's like a 2. And he got the ADL, just so pro-Hitler and just so anti-white, promoting racism that I just am so frightened by both groups. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What you want, man?
Hey, yay, right after this, I'm going to say you're crazy. I'm going to take your family away from you. We're not done with you yet. You cannot cause free thought. We have to control the history books. We have to control the banks. And we have to go and kill people. Also, we're in the...
You're suggesting we get rid of two-thirds of the doctors?
Not get rid of, like, not violently get rid of them. I think that Jews are very intelligent, but they don't deserve to be in charge of everything because they don't put Christ in.
How do you legislate that?
They need to work for Christians. Jews should work for Christians. I'll hire a Jewish person in a second. If I knew they weren't a spy and I could look through their phone and follow them to their house and have a camera all in their living room.
Whoop! Now, I want to holler the loud, funny words. I like Darren!
you and him. He likes me. And I like him. He likes you. I hope.
Hey, man.
I like his autograph. It is a nice picture. He is nice.
When it comes to the Jews, here's the silver lining. It tends to go from 0 to 60. Like, they're not wrong about that. But there's a reason for that. And the reason is them. Okay? When it comes to the Jews, every society where shit has gone down with these people, it always goes from 0 to 60. It never starts with burning all the Talmuds in Paris. Okay? It never starts that way. But frequently, it seems to end that way, and it gets there very rapidly. Doesn't start there, but it frequently ends there. But I would say that the Jews had better start being nice to people like us, because what comes out of this is going to be a lot uglier and a lot worse for them than anything that's being said on this show or has been said on this show. In spite of the fact that I have been bullied by the Jews and I have been oppressed and slandered and lied about and attacked by the Jews, I have been completely precise for the most part and even-handed and nuanced about my view about the situation. And I'm also a Christian, which is going to matter, because it could be a lot worse, I'm going to say, than this show. And what's going to come out of this could be, like I said, it could be a lot uglier than what we say on the show. I know that there are other people that are going to push farther than that once this conversation really starts. And the Jews are going to look at people like me in America first and say, damn, I miss when it was just that funny guy. And we pushed so hard and this and that because history has shown that once this train gets going...
You know, blacks are overrepresented in violent crime. But when you meet an individual black person, you don't apply that. You start with a fresh slate every time you meet someone. Do you do that with Jews?
Nope.
This intervention isn't going very well.
All right, I mean, I just got to say it. I think basing things on race is really bad news. But the left and the ADL and others are saying all white people are racist and demonizing our founding fathers and trying to destroy our country. And so I wonder why it is what I see is the ADL is trying to conjure this anti-Semitism to get more funding and more power and more control over people. And they worship people like George Soros and others that help round up Jews, and so many of the Jews that have been killed in history under the name of this have been completely innocent people. I really just don't think Jews are one big monolith, Nick. And again, you really, I think, spoke to it earlier in the last hour where you said, well, you're off over there on these kind of side issues of Bill Gates, the WEF, and, you know, this stuff. But that, you know, we're over here with the Jews. The WEF and the big corporations, the New World Order and Xi Jinping, are mass murdering people, are bringing in tyranny and lockdowns and world IDs and controls. And whether they're Chinese or whether they're German or Jewish, I'm just opposing these tyrannical objectives. And I kind of want a big tent for all of that. And I just think it's a First Amendment, but I do think it's dangerous to then sit there and just invoke all of this and say that Jews are the powerful Jewish mafias who basically run the world. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and I think they do. I don't even think it's really disputed anymore after what happened to Ye and that clip that you played with Greenblatt from the ADL. Look at him. I mean, he was somebody who even in 2018, 4 years ago, was saying things that are regarded as politically incorrect. And people throw that around. They say, well, that's politically incorrect, like it's this, you know, broad, nebulous thing. It's actually very specific. He said like partisan conservative talking points in 18 and he was just fine. And he went on Tucker Carlson and he called out China and called out a lot of things and he was just fine. Then he switched up on the Jews. He was banned from Fox News. He was banned from Daily Wire. And, you know, I don't have to go through the whole list, but we've all seen the cascading effect of this. Adidas deal cut, Gap deal cut. His bank froze. tens of millions of dollars. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable if that doesn't prove it. And then the ADL is going around now, and they're not just fundraising, but they're passing out a letter in Congress, and they're demanding that nobody give him a platform. They're getting him kicked off Twitter. It goes on and on and on. And so I don't even think it's even in dispute anymore that Jews have a and, you know, maybe you would qualm about whether it's all of the power or just like a lot of it or a majority of it. But it's true that there are these Jew and there are Jewish groups, Republican Jewish Congress, Zionist Organization of America, ADL. These are all Jewish groups. World Jewish Congress called for Apple and Spotify. And, you know, that's kind of like asking a question in itself. What is the World Jewish Congress? Did you know that the State Department's definition of anti-Semitism says that if you believe that Jews conspire on a global level, that you're an anti-Semite? Well, then how do you acknowledge the existence of the World Jewish Congress, which is real? They did an article about it in Newsweek last week without being an anti-Semite. I mean, they also go on to say that if you call Israel comparable to Hitler or the Nazis, which you have 20 years ago in 2001, they say that's a definition of anti-Semitism.
Well, what I said
they
is say some of the, yeah, I mean, the ADL has had to take it off their website, but it's on the Wayback Machine, said they support anti-race mixing laws in Israel, and they support basically taking lands away from people that aren't Jewish, and they support I mean, they said we can't have replacement migration or Israel won't be Jewish. So, I mean, I'm not denying that Israel lives by a second set of rules. But how do you square it up that Jews in Israel have been under the most draconian lockdowns in the world after China and have been given the deadly shot and one of the highest death rates from the shot? I mean, if they're all powerful, why is this biomedical tyranny targeting them and doing that to them?
Well, I think that that's just a symptom of the elite. I think that's a symptom of hubris. I don't know, for example, that the vaccine is created to kill people or something. I think that the COVID thing's very complicated. There's a lot of journalism to be done there.
Just kind of like Bill Gates, WF, Alex is off on a side tangent. Yeah. The shot's not the centerpiece of their takeover. It's not depopulation, 20 million dead at least, erases your immune system, and Israel is the worst country for being given the poison shot. Their lockdowns are the second worst.
Well, it wouldn't even make any sense, because if they were going around giving everybody the vaccine and that's supposed to take out everybody, well, who are the most vaccine hesitant? Who's going to be remaining when they're, and don't get me wrong, I think the shot is deadly. I didn't get vaccinated at all. But the idea that this is some kind of, that the Georgia Guidestones are dictating global politics, I think is just ridiculous. And I think it's one of these things that
a consortium led by the founder of CNN put that up. I mean, they do believe in depopulation. So I was saying, Nick, there is a larger depopulation globalist agenda. And that gets into who funded Hitler and how they set him up and this powerful group that's next level. It's the transhumanist, man. It's, you know, to me, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't know how convincing that is. I think when you look at these raw demonstrations,
how convincing
of power,
Hitler was for government push euthanasia. Hitler was for abortion. Hitler was for all these things the left supports today.
Yeah, but I just think if you look at the conversation these past 3 weeks, it's pretty clear who's in control, and it's not Bill Gates and it's not China. And take a look at, and listen, I don't mean this in any kind of offensive way, but you went on Crowder. They tried to
hold
get
on,
Elijah
I'll
Schaefer
let you finish
fired.
When you come back. We got a hard break.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but
All of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality. Up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Because you want it, here's another one just for you. Because without you, it would truly be a blue Christmas. But thank God that we have you. All of us, awakening and vibrant souls all over the earth. It's your love, our love, that makes all of this possible. And if you feel like showing us some love today and help keep us on the air, you can do so at InfoWarsStore.com. Products that will make your life better and allow us to keep broadcasting free worldwide. We are all in this together through thick and thin. On behalf of the whole crew, we love you and we thank you for your support.
Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Satellite breaks. I'm sure the Gropers will say that was all a big conspiracy, but our breaks are at 16 and 29 and like 46. So we had to go to break there. The point you were making, Nick, when we went to break, please continue.
Yeah, between you and Turmeric 95, I'm getting killed in this debate.
No. You were bringing up Steven Crowder.
I'm kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm somebody who everybody knows me as like the Holocaust denier, anti-Semite. Yeah, I talk about other things other than that too, you know, but that's sort of why, what I'm billed as, labeled, categorized. And I'm not permitted basically anywhere. I'm banned from everything. I'm banned from all social media. I'm also banned and basically not allowed. I'm ostracized in the entire conservative movement. The point I'm trying to make, and again, it's not a competition. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but you did a show last week with Crowder, and Crowder's talking about, I've been in many a synagogues. And Crowder's a guy who hasn't, you know, he's pretended not to know me for the last 2 years. Now that this big news story came out, now he knows who I am and he hates me and he's doing Oppo research and I'm a rabid anti-Semite. I was on Elijah Schaefer's show on The Blaze almost a year ago exactly, and he almost got fired for having me on the show. And so clearly there is some disparity in treatment between people that are talking about this very heavily and people that are not. And I think everybody knows that there you derive some benefit and there is some cover. And I hear this refrain my entire career. Well, it's those left-wing Jews, and they're not even really Jews, or it's those atheists, they're atheists. They're not Jews, they're atheists. But these Hasidic Jews, these Orthodox, these religious ones, they're our closest allies. I mean, these guys are really right-wing. I think you get a little bit of cover for that. I'm not going to lie. I don't think you're getting calls, but I do think that I don't think I'm telling out of tales out of school here, that does provide some cover for people to hedge and say that
really,
the
well, I'm getting cover.
Back.
If I'm getting cover, I didn't know it. Take Dr. Zev Salenko, who early on exposed COVID, had a lot of courage and died recently. And he's an awesome guy. I've actually studied the geopolitics and subpolitics of different nations quite a bit. I find it fascinating. The left-wing Jews in Israel persecute the Orthodox Jews and take away their kids and do all sorts of stuff to them. So like you're saying that Hasidic Jews, I mean, one of the biggest groups of Hasidic Jews doesn't think Israel should exist. So I think it's more complex, Nick, than what you're saying.
I agree with you that there are Jewish factions, but the one thing that they're all on the same page about is that they're all on Team Jew, and they all spit on Christians. And this is a well-known thing. You go to Israel, and they literally spit on Christians. And it's so tragic that there are so many Christian Zionists or Christian Philo-Semites. These are not the Jews of the Old Testament. These are rabbinical Jews that, and I talked about this on the Ye interview, they believe in the Talmud. Their rabbinical interpretation of the Hebrew Bible has now, it's almost like it's abrogated inspired scripture. And so they're looking more towards the Talmud, where you have rabbis correcting God. And their interpretation of the 613 commandments laid out in the Hebrew Bible, they defer, when there's a conflict between God and the rabbis, they defer to the rabbis. This is not the same people. This is not the same book. They're not our people. They do not share our best interests, and they don't even see us as equals. And you said this, I saw a clip from you on the day after 9/11. You said that they call the Palestinians Goyim. They call us animals, and that's how they regard non-Jews. It's Jews, and they're in a big club, and there's a lot of fighting.
On September 11, 2001?
I was three.
Man, I'm getting old here. Well, look, here's where I'm at on this, Nick, and I want to take some calls coming up. You say this whole thing about Bill Gates is a side issue. No, that's the central issue, and I see this whole leftist thing saying America's Hitler and, you know, the leftist groups are Captain America. I see it just as what it is. And I just hope that all of us can come together and transcend the cashless society and the world government, the forced injections and the imploding borders. And I'm just trying to get everybody together on those issues instead of obsessing about different groups all day. You know, there's whole groups that think Catholics run everything. And I don't think that's the case. And I don't think that Jews run everything. I mean, who do you think runs China with 1.5 billion people?
I think the Chinese run China. And I think that's why, I mean, there are problems in China, but China's a country that is fighting ruthlessly for its own self-interest. And you could say that it's a tyrannical state, but China's always been a tyrannical state. They're a different kind of society. The Chinese people are very collectivist. They're very societally minded. They're very obedient and deferential. And that's their culture, and that's who they are. But there's no question that the Chinese Standing Committee and Xi Jinping are going out to bat every day to get great trade deals for China in the way that our Jewish leaders in America are not working for people in Oklahoma and Iowa. Does anybody believe the Hollywood Jews in L.A. and the finance Jews in New York and the government Jews in D.C. and the ones in South Florida? Does anybody think they care at all? They give a damn about people in Texas or people in Kansas or people in Iowa? They don't. In the same way that you could say Putin or Xi Jinping care, I think, about their countrymen, or Assad cares about the people of Syria. And that's really the conflict, is we've got this separate nation on top of ours. And they're not the only one. There's other. Saudi Arabia is influential. The Qataris, the Emiratis are influential. Chi-coms are a real problem. They spy on our country. But there's only one that no one's permitted to talk about. You can hear about all those issues on the War Room, and you can hear about them on Tucker Carlson and Fox, and, you know, Mike Pompeo can say them, but there's one very powerful gangster group that you talk about it, and it's an instant ban. It's an instant kill shot. In some cases, they literally threaten to take your life. So I agree. I don't mean to reduce it all to something that's so simple, but we can't describe the society without bringing that into it. And that's one of the things
well,
that
I wanted to have the actual intellectual side of this discussion here today. And, you know, I personally think that everybody that gets sucked into this black hole is giving power to it. And that's what some of the sinister forces manipulating groups want. And I think we have to transcend things on policy and ideas and actual issues and the fruits of the tree. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. It's your chance, unfiltered, folks. We don't screen the calls. Just have a good, clean phone line. Tell us where you're calling from and don't cuss, because we're on a lot of radio stations. We can't have that. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're talking about the Ye interview, Nick Fuentes today, censorship. We'll talk about Elon Musk coming up, what Nick Fuentes thinks of what he's really doing. Look, he's keeping me banned, but overall, he's bringing a lot of great folks back and exposing the death shot, the medical tyranny. So I like that. I like the DeSantis talking about they're setting up a statewide prosecution through these grand juries of the vaccine makers. I mean, that's where I'm at. And so you can say who runs it or who's behind it. I'm just going to oppose pedophilia. I don't care who's behind it. I'm going to oppose fractional reserve banking. I don't care who's behind it. I'm going to be issue-oriented, and that's what I do. But we're going to take your phone calls coming up, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, InfoWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes straight ahead. And then in 30 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going to go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago. I've been on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here.
It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And let me just make my point here, and then I'm basically done debating and arguing all this. I don't judge Nick Fuentes, even though I disagree with him on some issues here, because you can't have the left viciously saying that white people are inherently the devil. I have stacks of articles here where major universities in Michigan, California, New York are going to make white people wear badges that digitally track them and don't let them go in certain areas. And who's running that? The ADL. The ADL, at their last three conferences, said, I'm the number one enemy. We track the lawsuits, the attacks, everything to them. But I'm not going to blame the average Jew for what that horrible mafia is doing to me and my family, who actually use Hitler tactics. My issue here is, I've studied eugenics. I've studied the New World Order. Francis Galton, 1850, founds the eugenics organization. They develop the whole plan. They create the Rockefeller Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Cold Springs Harbor operation. Hitler is a spinoff of that. Hitler's for euthanasia. Hitler's for planned societies. I oppose that because it is a offshoot of this eugenics operation. And I'm an expert on it. I know all about it. And I don't just read history books. And I'm not going to tell the whole story here. And I've never even told the whole story because it's amazing. But again, Dallas, Texas, one side of my grandfather's family were old Texans. The other side, the Hammonds, were Germans who'd come here pretty recently, and they were not Jewish. They were blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and they were in World War II, and they know what went on, and they told me, no, Hitler was bad. And they told me what went on and how the rich Germans in Dallas, once Hitler got into power in 33, they would blackmail German family members, not my family, but people that my grandfather worked with, and suck money out of them. And what? So what I heard about Hitler doing that and blackmailing people and sucking money, my family told me went on. So I grew up actually hearing about all of that. Then my grandfather worked in secret weapons programs, and I only heard a little bit of it that my mom heard him talk about. He would never talk about it. But I remember him bitching when I'm like 8 years old about in weapons projects. And how he knew Wernher von Braun, all of it, and how he had to deal with these damn Nazis and how arrogant they were and how he didn't like them. So, I mean, I grew up with both grandfathers had been in World War II. They both dealt with the Nazis, and they both didn't like Nazis. And so I didn't get it from Captain America. I didn't get it from Hollywood. I didn't get it from any of that. I got it from my badass grandfathers, who now look at people today like, I look like these guys were freaking badasses. And, you know, they don't make men like that anymore. So that's where I'm at. But that said, you can't criticize Nick Fuentes for what he's saying when the left is literally redlining the engine when it comes to race-based politics. And the ADL is captaining it, teaching elementary students they're inherently bad because of what color they are. But my issue is I'm not going to sink to the level of the ADL. But I say mess around, find out. Like Nick Fuentes said earlier, you think Nick Fuentes is your ultimate enemy. the support for what Ye said was 50-50. I wanted to demarcate the fact that I'm not for authoritarianism and I don't agree with what happened. Some of the things he said, I don't agree with the censorship and what's happened to him, but I'm not in league with that whole worldview. So that's where I'm at. We've got loaded phone lines for Nick Fuentes and myself right now. Daniel called in earlier before I went to you. He wanted to bring up Bible verses and synagogue of Satan stuff. I said, why don't you hold till Nick Fuentes is on? Nick's here. Go ahead and make your point, Daniel.
So I wanted to say that there are a lot of different sides to the question, and when you don't have all the sides, you end up with evangelical Zionism or, you know, other over-emphatic views that they emphasize one or another point of the discussion of the Jews. And the fact is that the Jews do have a lot of blessings just inherited from the righteousness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from the forefathers. They have callings and blessings. But in Malachi, it says that God will curse their blessings because they have not honored his name. So here you have people who are lost, but they have inherited all these blessings because of their forefathers, and these blessings are just being shot in every direction, and they fight against each other, they fight against the world. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2:15, they are displeasing to God and hostile to all men, which includes themselves, which is the answer to your question, Alex. How come they're killing so many people in Israel? You know, they are aiming their weapons blessings at everything and everybody, including themselves. Why? Because it says that in Galatians 4:21 through 31, when it describes how they are our persecutor, they are the Ishmael to us Christians, the Isaac. We are allegorically Isaac. They are allegorically Ishmael. And if you look at who Ishmael is in Genesis 16, verse 12, it says he will be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against all his brothers. So this is really the answer to a lot of the questions.
All right, I got to jump to a lot of other callers here. Let me get Nick Fuentes' take on what you just said, Nick.
Yeah, I think that's all great. And I think it's so important to emphasize, and this is something I want to get to before the last break, is, Alex, you said you wanted to transcend all these things. There's only one way to transcend anything, and that's through Christ. The answer is not Hitler. The answer is not National Socialism. The answer to what's going on right now and the Jewish influence or whatever, all the influences, is for us to follow people that follow Jesus Christ, and it's that simple.
But
so
was
I love
Jesus
the biblical...
Christ not born a Jew? He said, I came to fulfill the Old Testament, not to destroy it. So... I mean, I love how people that hate Jews then follow Jesus, which I do. Jesus is the Messiah. Don't you see there's a paradox here?
It's not a paradox at all, because Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the law. And so who are the Jews that remain? It's the Jews that are still holding on to old sacrifices and old ways of doing things. And like I said, that's where you get the Mishnah, and that's where you get the Talmud, and that's where you get the idolization of the law for its own sake, and the idolization of the law and ritual for its own sake, rather than the lamb, rather than...
But the leftist Jews are literally at war with the Hasidic Jews. That's not a fake war. They're literally persecuting the hell out of them. Look at New York, how New York attacked the ultra-Orthodox.
The Jews are not at war with each other. The only times they even they're not. They're simply not. They're a rival faction, certainly. But at the end of the day, they're all on the same side. The only reason the ZOA criticized the ADL is because they said, hey, ADL, your anti-white hatred is actually confusing people, and people think Jews are white and they're not liking Jews, so could you please stop it? But they didn't say that on behalf of the white people, and the ZOA is considered a more conservative Jewish group. So it's not to say that they're a monolith. They're not a monolith. Like you said, there's intense factionalism.
All right, I'll take another call then. Let's get the calls. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about this whole interview in the context of my daughter and I listened to that interview together later in the day after I picked her up from her basketball practice. And I just can't express how much empathy she had for you, Alex. I just kind of felt like you were hijacked, and I really feel like this whole conversation stems from being, I hate to say this, but spiritually immature and not truly understanding the Jewish people. I've heard rabbis talk about Jews in particular and drawing the distinction from secular Jews and the evil that they're doing in this world. You know, they've all had a, we can look all throughout the Bible. You know, Jesus is not just the God of the New Testament. He's the God of the Old Testament too. And they are God's covenant people. But I do know this, at the end of the day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and that includes everybody, not any specific people groups. But I
and by
really
the way, you see the attack on Christ, the Antichrist spirit knows that. Don't hang up. Chris, I want you to finish up. And William, we can go for 10 hours. Nick, you got to come back and take like 2 hours of calls. And we'll do a commercial-free podcast some Saturday, and we'll open the phones up and take like 50 calls. We should do this. You got your own show on Cozy TV as well. Give people the URL.
Cozy.tv/Nick. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yep. Don't be afraid of the info, folks. Check it out. And band.video and Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Live products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
In Arizona, I think we watched the election be slowly stolen, day by day, counting these mail-in ballots. And it's absolutely absurd for anyone to take our election seriously when we just, it's election month, Alex. It's not election day. And that's the problem. And everything changed after COVID-19. They illegally changed state elections, mailing ballots to anyone and everyone, and sometimes mailing multiple ballots to people. Well, this isn't any way to run an election. We aren't a serious country when we have elections that can be stolen like this. And I believe that, just like I believe the election was stolen in 2020, and I have no problem saying that, and it is so absurd for the media and the Democrats to attack us that question our election integrity and question the fact that elections shouldn't be run the way they are. We're not election deniers. We're election realists.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hegelian dialectics. So they'll create multiple, sometimes two, three, four opposing forces, and they'll run them together like waves in the water to create the storm they want. And so I love everybody, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter to me, as long as you support liberty and freedom. And there is a major battle in the Old Testament and the New Testament that the caller, Chris, was talking about in Kentucky, where God is telling the Jews, but also all of us, stop being evil or you'll go into bondage. Stop doing this, stop doing that. And so that's the reality here for me. And that's what I'm trying to promote. Chris, finish your point, please, here with Nick Fuentes.
I guess probably the most important point I wanted to make was, you know, in the context of my daughter, she's a 14-year-old girl, and she was sitting there listening to this conversation. And people need to realize, especially, you know, people like you, Nick, that have an influence over younger people, need to be very careful with their words, extremely careful. You don't realize what kind of influence you have. I think, honestly, this is just my personal opinion. You can do what you want to, but I think you need to read the Bible cover to cover two more times before you make any more comments about this subject. And I'll go back to kind of your back and forth between each other. You know, we try to pinpoint problems and find solutions. I think Alex has been pinpointing the exact problem on a growth on a man's big toe. And Nick, I think you're trying to cut the guy's whole leg off. And that's just the way I see, you know, what's happening here. But we need to be very careful with our words.
All right, thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. God bless you for tuning in and spreading the word. Comments on that, Nick?
I would just say that I just don't really number one, I am very precise with my words. If you watch my show, it's very precise and very nuanced. But look around you. The problem in this world, if you are a Christian, is not that you have guys like me being careless with words, which I'm not. The problem is that children are being exposed to pornography as young as 9 years old, and they're being filled, their heads are being filled with all kinds of propaganda about violence and sex and sin. That's the problem. So I find it to be a little bit rich, and I'm going to be respectful, but Christians have got to toughen up. We're in a war here. Our adversary is the devil, and he's like a roaring lion looking for people to devour, and people are coming up against people like me who've given everything, or other people like Ye, and saying, you know, could you be a little bit more careful or something? It's like, you know, frankly, we're in a war, and that's not to say that we don't have responsibility. I take it seriously, and I use my words precisely, but
right,
you know, we've got to reorient.
Here, let's go to William in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Alex and Nick, just good job opening up this dialogue. And before I ask my question, I just want to say, you know, maybe it is time for, you know, the right, the conservatives to stop invoking Hitler and the left to always deflect to Hitler. But, Alex, I got to ask, man, don't you agree that the Germans were fighting for a better future for all of Europe in World War II? I mean, aside from, like, the tactics of the war and Hitler, you keep repeating that you're German. Don't you think that Europe would be in a better place now?
No, I did not say I'm German. I say I have German ancestors, and Hitler got 20 million Germans killed.
Well, that would make you German, sir.
Well, what it makes me is I'm an American and a Christian and then an American and a father. And I think Hitler was manipulated into that war, and I think Hitler did a lot of bad things. I don't think Hitler is the ultimate evil. I don't fetishize Hitler like the left does, but that's where I'm at.
Well, you're already deflecting the question and going back to Hitler. I'm asking you, wouldn't have all of Germany and all of Europe been better off?
No, I don't think Europe would have been good under Hitler's European Union and Edward VIII is the king of the EU. I don't think Hitler. Why, let me ask you a question. The first country Hitler invaded was Poland that had a horseback military. He attacked them because they were weak. Why did Hitler attack and kill hundreds of thousands of Poles and bomb their major cities with Stuka dive bombers? And Junkers, why?
Well, now you're getting into who fired the first shots of the war. World War II was more or less a rematch of World War I. Who started World War
I? Oh, you believe Operation Himmler at Gliwice. You believe Poland attacked Germany.
I believe that they both invaded the borders. As far as who fired the first shots, neither here nor there. I'm just asking you, you know, Europe would be better off now, and for sure.
Well, I mean, actually, at Nuremberg, the Nazis testified that they staged an attack at Gliwice on a German radio station, military station, and started the war. I appreciate your call. Nick, let me ask you that question. I know you don't defend Hitler here, but you think World War II, Hitler invading Poland, was that a good, are they the master group too? Do they deserve it?
No, but I think you got to recognize the situation in Europe. And I would also say that the more relevant fact to me is the secret security guarantee that the British gave to Poland. I think that if you're looking for culpability for World War II, I don't think it rests with Hitler. I think it rests with, quite frankly, the United Kingdom and Winston Churchill.
Well, that's
a view that's shared by Pappy Cannon.
You show your history knowledge, and the Brits did not back up that security guarantee.
Right. So in terms of, in terms of those politics, I honestly don't think it's even relevant so much for today, because the thing is, we don't need to be having a big, protracted expert history discussion about World War II or the Holocaust. The question is, why is that the crux of the debate? And to me, that's the relevant part for Americans living in 2022. But they always want to get into the weeds on these things.
No, I hear you. America wasn't Hitler. We didn't do that. So we should not have that by the left pushed on us. Let's talk to Craig in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air with Nick Fuentes.
Oh, hey guys. Hey, Nick, just a question for you. Like these are all just words, and it's so silly that we're beating each other up. Why don't you start living in Christ? My question to you is, why don't you, it doesn't have to be horse-driven, why don't you become like the Amish? Do your own thing. Why don't, for a group, the Amish live in Christ more minutes of the day than probably any group out there. Why don't you just stop throwing bombs and start living in Christ? That's my question to you.
Well, I don't know what that means. I'm not Amish, so I don't think living in Christ means living in a low-tech society. I'm living in Christ every day. I'm a Christian. I go to church. I pray every day. I pray the rosary. And what we're called to do, we're called to go out and evangelize and tell the truth. There's horrible iniquity and horrible injustice going on in the world. If you're a Christian, you have to be disgusted at the state of our country. Like I said, the filth in the media, the filth in our school system, the groomers, the porn, the media, it's terrible. And to sit by and watch all these innocent people in some kind of quietist, people call this the Benedict option, I think it's a dereliction of duty.
Let's jam in more calls. Let's talk to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hi, Nick. I agree with you about the Jewish mafia stuff, but how you mentioned before about Hitler and being a Christian. Hitler is known for also killing, a significant portion of Orthodox Christians. I don't know really how you can square that someone who's killed so many Christians and being a Christian is an idol of yours. And then also I was wondering if Kanye on the back of his jacket with the checkered flag, not the mask, but the jacket, had a Masonic symbol on it, the checkerboard symbol, which is also the floor that Jesus was tried on with Pontius Pilate. Do you know if Kanye just likes racing, or is he a Mason?
Well, first of all, it's yay, and no, I don't think that was the intention behind the jacket. He wanted to wear a motocross jacket. He said it fit the Texas Austin InfoWars vibe.
Yeah, no, he wanted to find a country. He wanted us to take him to a store at night to buy boots. They were closed. He wanted a cowboy outfit, so he went with that. I can say that's true.
Yeah, and what was the first question? The first question was about idolizing. The thing is, I don't idolize Hitler, and here's the problem. You bring up this conversation, and people's brains turn off, and they stop listening. I never said I idolize Hitler. I said there are things I admire about Hitler. There's things I admire about Joseph Stalin. There's things I admire about Xi Jinping. As a Christian, you understand that we're all fallen. We're all sinners. And so there are no good and bad people. There are people that have good and bad actions. And I would be...
So you think the Zionists are good, too?
Like I said, I love everybody. Ben Shapiro, I think he has good attributes. Dennis Prager, he says...
I love Dennis Prager.
We're
out of time.
Okay.
We're out of time. Amazing debate and interview. Sorry to the other callers. Nick, join us again for another one of these. Let's do a commercial free soon, okay?
Let's do it. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And what is it, cozy dot?
Cozy.com. Cozy.tv/Nick.
All right, there it is. And we've got band.video. Look, there's an Alex Jones channel on there. Good Lord. And we've also got Infowars.com/show. All right, Nick, thanks for joining us. Very interesting discussion.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. We love you, man.
We love the First Amendment. All right. Owen Schroyer, Loaded for Bear, Infowars.com/show, and stations across the country. We need funding. I can shut down and show you how close we are. Plus, we got great products you need. The new products are in Infowars MD. The Turmeric 95 is now back in stock. And we have the Mushroom Max and so much more. Full Spectrum CBDs, those are selling out. And The Great Reset and the War for the World, my book, signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Great job to the crew. An amazing discussion. The First Amendment lives and America is awakening.
December 2022 is here. And we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something that is the very best I can get? I'd rather go to hell than do that.
I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret?
You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.